How many had a great convention? Wow. Well, this is the way we end our conventions, with our More Success Team breakout session. Today, it's like a family reunion to a lot of us when we get up here and we can see all of our team members that we don't get to see on a regular basis since you're from all over the United States and Canada. But it is my pleasure. My name is Randy Moore. There's been five generations of our family in Legal Shield. And today we're going to be celebrating the life of Mr. Ken Moore. How's that? You know, we talk all weekend long about leaving a legacy, right? Well, Mr. Moore started that many, many years ago. And we have a legacy. I always said that my mom and dad passed away, I passed away, Jeremy and Stephanie passed away, their kids passed away. We still have you to carry the banner, right? All right? So we always want to carry the banner proudly of what the Moore Success Team is all about, and that's Mr. Ken Moore's legacy. It is sort of bittersweet for me this morning, I'll have to be honest with you. My dad was my best friend and business partner, and 61 years of my life, I just nearly spent every day with him, it seems like. So I've been very blessed. A lot of people don't have their parents lady one, right? So I was blessed for that. He worked right up, ladies and gentlemen, until the day he died. How impressive was that? He'd go into the office every day. They talked many times about he being there, one of the very first ones at the corporate office, being there every morning, beating everybody there. And, of course, they had his own private parking spot and everything. He was very, very proud of that. How many got to see his bust at the home office? Did you get going on one of those tours? Have you ever done that? Isn't that impressive? You know, when you're talking about your team, the Moore Success Team, take somebody to that office. There's no better way to showcase your business than to go to that office. Will you agree with that? We're blessed here in the state of Oklahoma because when we're recruiting, we can take them right down there. You don't always have that opportunity. But I tell people all the time here in Oklahoma, you don't realize how well that you have it. And take advantage of that, you know. So a lot of us do and a lot of us don't. But again, I want to thank you so much for showing up. Today, as the speakers come up, if they want to say something about my dad, they can. They need to stay pretty close to their time limits. We'd appreciate that. But it's just in honor of him. We're going to be doing this, and my mother, and you'll get to meet her in just a few minutes. But we're going to go ahead and begin our program, and we've got a special gentleman to come up and sing the national anthem for you. Gentlemen, come on up. Demian, come right on up here. Demian was personally recruited by my dad. He is an employee at the corporate office. In fact, he was working around the corner this morning, and we had to bring him in here, and he's going to be going back and forth. But he's a special talent on our team. He's been to our breakout sessions. He's been to our team events. And boy, can he sing, I can tell you. And you would be very impressed. But anyway, Demian, if you would, we're going to let you go ahead and start this for us, okay?
Mr. Moore was a mentor to me. I got the privilege of seeing Mr. Moore every day. When I walked in, I'd go in and sit with him and just conversate and fellowship with him. And that's a man who's a blessing in many people's lives. And I just thank God. I feel myself blessed to have the opportunity to meet somebody like that in my lifetime. Bear with me. I woke up with some allergies this morning, but I'm going to sing the national anthem for you, okay? Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watch, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
Banner Yedwave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
That'll get you fired up. It doesn't, your wood's wet, right? Next, I'd like to bring to the stage someone that's very special to me. He worked with my dad on a daily basis here in Ada, Oklahoma. Him and my mom were the last two people to see my dad alive. And he's a special gentleman because of that. I'll always be grateful, Frank, for what you did for my father. And to go ahead and let's do the flag salute, let's bring up Mr. Frank Lindsay.
Isn't this land great? Attention, pledge, salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, next, to go ahead and lead us in a word of prayer. We always like to start off every meeting with the prayer. My dad always said, keep who first? God. Second. Third. Legal shield. And we're going to continue that tradition, I can guarantee that. So to lead us in a word of prayer, I want to bring up from the great state of Alabama. He's a $250,000 ring earner. He is a 17,000 personal membership App Award winner. He's a special friend of ours and our family. Let's bring up Mr. Jimmy Parrish.
I'll just say one brief word about Ken Moore. When you're out in the field as much as you have to be to sell 17,000 memberships and you're out working and you get a call that says corporate office, you say, oh, and then you fill in the expletive there. What have I done wrong now? But when that other voice on the other phone was Ken Moore, and he said, I just want to call and tell you how much I love you, how much I appreciate you, and how much you mean to me. And those things are valuable, absolutely. Won't you do something for me today as we pray? I want you to grab hands, and I want all of you to repeat these words after me. I am me. I'm good. Because God don't make no junk.
God don't make no junk.
One more time. I'm me.
I'm me.
I'm good.
Because
God don't make no junk.
God don't make no junk.
Let's pray. God, you've created this family that we know as the Legal Shield family. Before that, prepaid legal services. And God, you created in the vision of Harlan Stoneside for many years ago, something that has allowed a lot of lives to be changed throughout North America. We just today come and kind of, as a result of this weekend and all the wonderful things that have happened here, we just come to take a moment to thank you. Thank you for people like Harlan Stoneside, for Wilburn Smith and Ken Moore, who paved the way. And if it weren't for those gentlemen, and specifically Ken Moore, none of us would be in this room today. None of us would have the opportunity to have our own lives changed and be able to go out, whether through impacting people, through the membership sales, or through recruiting people to this wonderful organization, we wouldn't be where we are. God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for giving us a life worth living, an opportunity to go out and make a difference every day in what we do, to give us a purpose to go out for our existence. But all in all, remember that not only do we represent the company of Legal Shield, but we go out and we set an example to represent you. Because as the founder of our group said, we do want to keep you first in all we do. Don't forget our family. And then to keep our business in perspective, and you will allow us to be blessed bountifully and wonderfully over. Thank you again for this time this morning. We salute you, and we salute everybody here. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Jimmy. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, you may be seated. Again, thank you, Mr. Hill, Demian, for that wonderful national anthem, for the flag, and Jimmy, for your prayers. Thank you very, very much. The next person I want to bring up is very special to me. She's a $200,000 ring earner. She's a platinum jacket recipient, a platinum executive director. She's been on our team for 38 years because this is our anniversary this month. And I have the pleasure of having my wife come to the stage for a special presentation in just a second. So let's bring to the stage my wife of 38 years, Miss Pat Moore.
I got up this morning. I don't have a voice, so I won't bother you with my singing. But I got up this morning, and my first thought was, I can only imagine. I've sang it all morning. And so I had to look up the verses, and it said, I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance with you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Well, I know Kenneth Moore is there today, and I'm a little jealous. It would be a great place to be. So we, the Moore family, have so much peace knowing that he is in heaven, and we rejoice that we will go to him someday. And we would like to thank each and every one of you for your cards, for your prayers, for your emails. We read each and every card, each and every email. The food was delicious. But I would like to tell you how the Moore Success Group started in 1984. Actually, Kenneth and Charlene and Randy and I signed our associate agreements at the same table in Moore's processing plant at the same time. Shortly after that, Kenneth and Charlene moved to Tulsa to start their career in prepaid legal services. And I personally drove back and forth from Tulsa the first year trying to get our business, Randy and I's business, started because he was a trooper. And at that time, he could not work the business. So I worked with Kenneth and Charlene. Believe me, Charlene and Kenneth and I put many miles on our cars, crisscrossing the state of Oklahoma. We listened to hours and hours of Jerry Clower and his coon dog at Liberty, Mississippi, didn't we, Charlene? We laughed and laughed, and I still have those tapes today. One time I remember going to Kenneth and Charlene's house, and I thought I saw Elvis Presley. There was a guy that was identical looking to Elvis Presley sitting in the living room. And this was in 1994, so Elvis was already passed away. And I thought, well, Elvis is alive. And Kenneth found him. And he's signing him up, still prepaid legal services. Cool. So anyway, it turned out to be Elvis Presley's cousin. And their grandfathers were brothers. And I think Kenneth kept in touch with him until about 3 years ago. His name was Duke Presley. At the time, Kenneth was having weekly meetings in Tulsa. He was having 300 to 350 a night on the Thursday night meetings in Tulsa. And I'm sure that was the biggest meeting in prepaid legal at that time. Well, a lot of people don't know at this time that my mother-in-law, Charlene, was at every meeting. She ran the show behind the scenes while Kenneth was out front. She never wavered. She made every step that he did, all while raising an infant daughter, Shara. She worked so hard doing all the paperwork, assisted with many of the trainings. She was vital to their business and instrumental in every success in their early prepaid legal business. Kenneth's gone, but she's still here. It is my honor to bring up my mother, the head of prepaid of Moore Success Team, Mrs. Charlene Moore. My mother.
people before. I'm not much of a speaker because I was always behind the scenes. But my husband had big feet. And his footprints are going to be hard for me to follow. But with your help and your prayers, I'll try not to fall flat on my face. I felt so embarrassed for my team. That's all I could think of. Oh, my goodness, my team is out there. But he was a wonder. He was the love of my life, and I was his. Every night before we'd go to sleep, I'd say, "I love you, sweetheart." And he'd say, "I love you, darling." My mother told me years ago, if you want your love to last, say, "I love you" every night. And sometimes, especially when we were first married, I'd say, "I love you." Or he would say, "I love you back." But it has lasted. It did last for 62 wonderful wonderful, love-filled years. Not too long before he passed away, we had a pillow fight. You know, it's just because you get older, you don't have to dry up and fall apart, and except me. But anyway, we love each other dearly. And our life with our children, our grandchildren, oh, has been such a blessing. God and great-grandchildren. I really, really know that if the Lord is the center of your life, then you don't have to worry or fret or fume. And someone was asking me, "Well, how can you be so happy after he passed away?" I said, "Because I've got such a peace in my heart, and that only comes from the Lord." Because it's a peace that passeth all understanding. And I love the Lord. I don't have any doubts or worries or anything that Kenneth's not in heaven. Because he loved the Lord with all of his heart, mind, soul, and body. And I know that he's in heaven. He can't come back to us, but if we live our life for our Lord Jesus Christ, then we can go to him. And he'll be expecting you. I guarantee you. He'll be waiting for you. He was just that kind of person. He was one of the most giving men I have ever known in my life. He made me ashamed of myself many times. He did. But I want you to know that he would have me to step up and lead our team, to be the head of our team. And I want you to know you can call me, Jeremy, Randy, any of us, night or day, that we're there for you. And if you have questions that you need answering, hi, Dimitri. He's been texting me a lot, and I enjoy that. I just want you to know that you are in my heart. And you was in Kenneth. My, I wished I had that, whatever he had. But anyway, the Lord has put in me the love for you people that he gave, that you gave to him. But I'd like to read a special card that Annika Marshall, where are you, Annika? Did she have to leave? Oh, there you are. Okay. It really touched my heart. Do you mind? His love made you happy. May you always treasure these memories, those memories. His love gave you strength. May you trust it will still be there for you to get you through each day, and it does. His love is yours forever. May its lasting beauty comfort your heart today and always. I can't read this. I'll start crying, and I'm not going to do that. I'd fall on my face again. Thank you all for being here from the bottom of my heart. I love every one of you. God bless you. And just keep Legal Shield on your mind. But remember, God first, family second, Legal Shield third. And don't get them out of order. I've done that. Thank you.
Well, I believe I'd give her a perfect 10 on her entry and her exit. Will you agree with that? Outstanding job, Mom. I'm very, very proud of you. And my mother's got a lot of guts. I'll tell you, she's got a little spunk. She's only 5 foot tall, but she thinks she's 6'2". Oh, excuse me, 5'1½" with heels. But I'm very, very blessed to have a great mother. I was great. I was blessed to have a great father. And you were great to have him as the mentor to many of you in this business, friend to all. My dad used to tell me, he said, "Son, I just want to tell you, I love people." And he didn't just say it. He put actions with that. And I'm sure a lot of you can attest to that through a phone call or maybe financially or helping you get another membership or recruit or three-way, whatever it was, he was there. And I'll guarantee you, whether he felt like it or not, he would help you. With every ounce of breath he had, he would help you. And so we want to continue the celebration for Mr. Ken Moore today, the legacy that he has given to the Moore Success Team. But now we're going to move on to a different part of the program. Part of the program, we like to celebrate in honoring a lot of our associates that have had a lot of success in the business. And we have a special awards ceremony this morning. We're going to be presenting, and you'll be hearing some of the top people on our team. And to do that, it is my honor to bring up the next lady. She is a $250,000 ring earner. She's a platinum jacket earner. She's the level of platinum seven at one time. They're doing how many memberships was it, Steph? 12,000 memberships, all right? And they've been in the business for 19 years. And that's none other than my son, Jeremy Moore's wife, my daughter-in-law, Miss Stephanie Moore.
Okay, got it. All right, so the first thing I want to do is recognize the first time convention attendees. So if you have been at convention, can I use this one? Okay, so if you have been at convention and this is your first time, please stand. We want to welcome you to your very first international convention. Wow. That is awesome. Now the next one, we just need to triple that. Okay, I also want to recognize we had a lot of Moore Success Team recognition this weekend at convention. And we have a lot that appeared in the top 10 of many of the categories. We had Keith and Amelia Wan. So if you'll stand as I say your name, Keith and Amelia Wan, they were top 10 in producer legal. Naomi and David Golnitz, I'm sorry if I messed that last name up. They were top 10 in the top producer ID Shield category. Jimmy and Sherry Parrish. They were top 10 in the top producer category. There was Cliff Hill. He's not here, but he was in the top 10 in retention. We have Chris Hughes that was top 10 in recruiter power team. We had Dave and Wendy Hall that was top 10 in rank advance power team volume and top 10 in level up qualification power team. You'll stand so everybody can see. We also had Renita and Keith Copper. They were recognized twice, one in top 10, top recruiter personal, and top 10 level up qualifications power team. And then we also had Sherry and Tom Brenda. They were number two in the retention power team. Jeremy and myself, we were number three. But we had a number one, and that was Barbara Manley Wilson. Number one in the retention power team. And I will have to say, I have to brag a little bit, because in that retention category, Jeremy and myself were in it, but along with that, we had Cliff Hill, Tom and Sherry Branda, and Barbara and Manley, and they are all on mine and Jeremy's team. So if that's not exciting, I was so excited. And that being in the retention category, that is fantastic. Okay, and so that's just to name a few of the recognition that we got on stage with our More Success Team people. So saying that we were well represented definitely shows that. But we also had some recognition for the Golden Apricot. Oh, wait, and I missed one. Wait. Because I know Joan and Bill Buckner, they were recognized in the category as well for a top 10. Sorry, I got off script. See, that's what happens when I don't follow Jeremy's script. Okay, so we also had some Golden App recipients. So those of you that received recognition for production, if you will stand so we can see how many we had recognized for that Golden App Award. Okay, and these Golden App recipients range from 1,000 up to 17,000. So, I mean, our team is writing some business. And so to see them recognized for that, that was amazing as well. We also had a special contest that we ran for those that pre-registered for the More Success Team Breakout. So those of you that purchased your tickets early online, names were put in to a contest to have breakfast with none other than our leader, Ms. Charlene Moore. And that winner was Carol Scott. So if you'll see, she had breakfast this morning. She was escorted over by Ms. Charlene, and then she has front row seating by Ms. Charlene for our event. So you want to make sure when we run those contests that you do that, because you want to win the ones that we do. Okay, and so now we're going to start recognizing some of our other leadership. And so we're going to have some stand, and we're going to have some come across stage. So I'll try to be clear on who I need to come across stage. So right now, if all existing Performance Club members will stand, we want to recognize all of our Performance Club qualifiers. Okay, so now if we have any new Performance Club qualifiers since our last event and you have not received the More Success Team Performance Club medal, then please come up on stage and we're going to recognize you and make sure you receive your Team Performance Club qualification medal.
Hi, Brett Robbins from Colorado.
All right, congratulations. Come get. Okay. Restart. Thank you.
Brett Robbins, Boulder, Colorado.
Cordell Crabtree, Salt Lake City, Utah.
See Tucson, Arizona.
Charlotte Weathersby, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Teresa Sanders, Atlanta, Georgia. Lisa Myers, Midvale, Utah.
Woo! Chuck and Swanee Browning, New Braunfels, Texas.
Milan Waters, Lake City, Florida, Team Dream Street.
Brittany Williams, South Carolina.
Julia Baker, Jasper, Florida.
Marcus Weary, Jasper, Florida.
John Wilson, Mobile, Alabama.
Lori Bliss, St. George, Utah.
Cassie Moore, Douglasville, Georgia.
Eunice Phillips, Atlanta, Georgia.
Collins Phillips, Atlanta, Georgia.
Lynn Harden, Oklahoma City.
Judy Kenneth, Utah.
David and Debbie Frack, Lakeland, Florida.
And they ran out. Okay, I'm Andy Kavetsky, Santa Rosa, California, so far west you can see the ocean from my house.
All right. Now let's give a big applause for all those new Performance Club qualifiers. Congratulations. All right, so now we're going to recognize our executive directors. And so these are the existing, so not the new ones. So as I call up the category, if our existing ones will just stand, we will recognize you. So if we have any of our executive directors, please stand so we can see our executive directors. Okay, now those of you that are bronze executive directors, remain standing. Our silver executive directors, remain standing. Our gold executive directors, remain standing. And now our platinum executive directors. Okay, and then if we have any new executive directors from our last event, if you will come up and line up on this side of the stage, we want to recognize those executive directors that have qualified since last event. Do we have new level? Yes. Yes. Deanne Foster. Deanne DeBale. You were platinum since last. Yeah, come on. Yes, come on. Okay, so if you'll say your name, where you're from, and the level. Destiny Sambelli, Richmond, Kentucky, platinum.
Stephen Julie Crabtree, Salt Lake, Utah. And we just reached the executive last year.
Ann Foster, platinum executive from Salt Lake City.
Deanne DeBell, Layton, Utah, platinum two for 2 months in a row.
Lynn Harden, silver.
My upline exec and platinum is Dave Hall. And he's too lazy to come up here, but he hit platinum 5 months in a row, picking up a $10,000 bonus in the process.
They've all platinum 5 months in a row.
Oh. Okay, so the next we're going to recognize are Team Millionaire Club members. So if you are a Millionaire Club member, if you will please stand so everyone can see who the More Success Team Millionaire Club members are. I want to say that's a lot of recognition for our team already, and we haven't even gotten into the awards section yet. But I want to tell you a little bit about this year's awards. I met with Pawpaw a couple of weeks before he gained his angel wings, and we went over the award winners, and we sat in his office. And so I want you guys to know, those of you that are winning the awards today, it's still Pawpaw's thumbprint on those names. He handpicked you guys. And so it's not myself, it's not Jeremy, it's not Randy, it's not Pat. It was Pawpaw that picked these people to win these awards. And so I want you to take away from this event knowing that it still had a part of Pawpaw in those awards. And so we're going to start giving out those awards. So our top producer, every year we can pretty much guarantee this person's going to be as one of our top producers. Okay, and so, but what I have to say is this year he had some competition. So our number three top producer for the More Success Team is none other than Mr. Jimmy Parrish.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this honor. It's always, it never comes without a little bit of humility, but I'll have to say that got to stop producing and start recruiting. And it's not just me. As you know, it says Jimmy and Sherry Parrish on here. And Thursday afternoon when I was in the breakout session, my wife decided to go to her breakout session. I happened to be at a local mall. And when she did, she struck up a conversation with an Uber driver who happens to be an insurance agent who was recruited by us yesterday and is here this morning. Travis Johnson, stand up. So I'll be coming back to Oklahoma soon to field train him. He's got some group business, and we're looking forward to being back on the stage and having him get some awards next time around.
Okay, and the other two, believe it or not, are brokers. And one was under Stephanie Boley, and the other one was under Sherry Branda. And so those were the two first and second place in top producers. All right. Our next recognition is going to be our $50,000 ring earners. And so if our existing, not new, but existing $50,000 ring earners will stand. We would like to recognize our $50,000 team ring earners. Our next is going to be most groups opened. We have a tie at third. So we're going to have two awards that we're going to give out. The first is John Wilson.
come up here and get your award. Number three, most groups open on the More Success team.
Okay. I'd like to share a short story about Mr. Moore, Ken Moore. About 12 or 13 years ago, we had a conference like this in Dallas, Texas. And myself and Don Bryan sat with Ken Moore for breakfast. And, of course, Ken bought, thank goodness, because it was about $28 for the breakfast. But he was telling me a story, and I was young and prepaid legal back then. And he said that, you know, John, you don't have to be the best. You just have to be steady. And I've been with Legal Shield now for 14 years, and this is a humble honor. And one thing that Mr. Moore said to me was that I used to be a butcher, and he's missing a bunch of fingers, and I hope he's got all his fingers now. He wasn't a very good butcher, but he was a real good Legal Shield representative. Thank you.
Congratulations. The next one that tied at third for most groups open is Mr. Jeff Fowler. So if you will come up.
Third 2 years in a row. I mean, I'd be kicking my own butt this time.
I'm not going to let you get away. All right, so we're going to keep this rolling, and our next recognition is to our $100,000 ring earners. So if we can have our existing, not our new, but our existing $100,000 ring earners stand, we want to recognize these are the More Success Team $100,000 ring earners. And our newest one is Miss Deanne DeVale. So if she will come up.
Wow. Okay. I don't know what to say. I'm just so grateful. I've been pretty close for a few years, and I knew there were some limiting beliefs that I had to overcome, and so worked on those, and I'm a very introverted, labeled as shy growing up, and I did learn that that's a learned behavior, and so learning that with all the personal development and everything that this company offers, I finally did it. Yay. So but I do need to thank everyone that's been a mentor to me, Mr. Dave Hall, Damian Schieber, many mentors in the group marketing that are huge examples, Jimmy Parrish, Stephanie Moore, oh, man, 17,000, 12,000 apps. That'll be so cool. So I have a long way to go, but I'm just very, very grateful. Thank you.
Congratulations. All right, so moving on to our top recruiters for the More Success team. We are tied at number three. However, one had to get an early flight out, so we're going to recognize only one of them. And so the one that we're going to recognize as the number three top recruiter for the More Success team is Manly and Barbara Wilson.
Oh, boy. Thank y'all so much. You know, I think they give us these things just because they know we like trophies. So I don't know that we deserve them, but I appreciate I appreciate the Moors in so many ways that you just cannot imagine.
Thank you, you unconditional love. I know that the more you do, the more they love you. And I say that in dearest. I say that with all due respect, because that's when you're helping someone and you're praying for them to get past their obstacle to do this business. They do love you when you succeed, because that means their methods are working and their love to us has worked. And I just can't say anything, but our team is the reason that we're sitting here. Stephanie and Sam, you know, they're our children, but they're also our biggest producers. That helps us love you so much more.
I just want to say one thing. You know, thanks to Ken Moore, everybody in this room is in this room for a reason. And without him having the faith in everybody in this room and the family Moore support is untouchable. And I feel so proud to call all of y'all family, especially the Moore team. So thank you.
I was just kidding, Steffi. I was.
All right. So if we can have all of our existing $150,000 ring earners, if you will stand. Oh, that's a category we got to tackle. All right, so we'll move on to our $200,000 ring earners. If they will stand, $200,000 ring earners. We do have a new one that we're going to award this morning, and we're going to make him come up for this. That is Dave and Wendy Hall. So, Dave, if you will come up, receive your new $200,000 ring award. And give us some of your words of wisdom.
It's a good starting point with the money that they put on the table. I'll tell you, Mr. Sheever mentioned that we'd hit platinum for 5 months in a row, and 6 months you get your $15,000 bonus, and then someone on our team missed executive director, so we didn't get that $15,000 bonus. And so all I want to say is it was Damien. That's what you get for outing me. But Damien missed, cost me $15,000. That wasn't it. It's okay, because I saw the new money that they put on. You guys, there's no company out there anywhere that has this kind of money, this kind of leadership, this kind of technology, no competition. I mean, we've been here 18 years, but I'm more excited about the future than I've ever been about the past, and I'm just so jacked up, I'm having a hard time sleeping. So, yeah, here you go.
Hey, that's good. Okay, and now if we can have our $250,000 ring earners stand for recognition so you can see our $250,000 ring earners on our team. The next category we have of ring earners is our $500,000 ring earner, and that is Miss Charlene Moore. Okay, so one more time, if we can have all of our ring earners stand for our More Success team. We want to applaud for all the hard work. All right, so you want me to go ahead and do the last three? Okay. All right, these special ones are always hard for me to get through, so y'all kind of bear with me a little bit. These were some of the words of Paul whenever he was choosing who the recipients were going to be. We have the Wilburn Smith Award. Stephanie Boley, if you will come up, you were the last one to receive this award, and so you're going to present this one to our new one and kind of passing down the torch. She was our last recipient of the Wilburn Smith Award. And this award is in honor of our company's former president and a personal friend to the More Success team. So this recipient has big shoes to fill, but we have no doubt this person can do it. This award is given to one of our leaders on the More Success team that works all aspects of the business, just like Wilburn did. Recruiting, producing, field training, are just few of the many roles both this associate and Wilburn have in common. This year's Wilburn Smith Award goes to none other than Ms. Joan Buckner.
I love Ken Moore. I was really upset I couldn't make it to the funeral, but you know, I took on the MVP position in New Mexico, and I felt like I really needed to be there for the events that we had that weekend with the Super Saturday and everything. So my heart was with you guys. You know that. But he was an incredible man, as we all know. And I loved the getting the calls from him, as you all did, and the special ways that he treated all of us all those years. My background was insurance. I've been with the company now for 18 years, but I didn't really get started until 2002 when I came to my first convention in Oklahoma City and fell in love with the company, and it went from my head to my heart. And since then, it's just been an incredible journey. And I'm so excited to where we're going. I think things are better than ever before, as we all know from this weekend. So thank you all for your support and love. You guys are my family. I've got closer friends in this business than I have in my own family, because friends are the family we create. And I appreciate you all and love you all. Thank you very much. Thank you. Our next award is the Harlan C. Stonecipher Chairman's Award. And if Ms. Linda Bowden can come up. She was the last recipient of this award, and so she's going to be the one passing this award on. The Harlan C. Stonecipher Chairman's Award was created in honor of our Legal Shield founder. Many leaders on the More Success team have had the honor of being the recipient of this coveted award. When deciding who receives this award,
Ken listed dedication, heart, loyalty, consistency, dependable to both the More Success team and Legal Shield. This couple came to mind immediately and hands down earned the right to this award. The Harlan C. Stone Ciphers Chairman Award goes to Ray and Linda Rios.
I know Mr. Moore, Ken, he will say, hey, pick your face up, right? First and foremost, praise God for bringing Ken into our life, you know? There's no words in the dictionary that will explain our love for the entire Moore family. You know, we have many experiences. We miss dearly the calls, the jokes. But he would say, hey, this is a moment to celebrate, not a moment to be sad. We're celebrating his life. We're celebrating his going home and waiting for us. So, Linda and I, Linda used to work with a group of medical doctors in Albuquerque, New Mexico, with a rheumatologist. She signed up for Legal Shield back when it was prepaid legal services. Didn't do nothing, for a while, which means I didn't do nothing either. I was a full-time Army National Guard officer up in Santa Fe, New Mexico. When we signed up, I said, that's your thing. You know, when she turned over to Rex, that's right now laughing at us, up with Ken, he said, what about you? Want to make some extra money? I said, not really. I have a good job. Right? Some of us are short-sighted. And we signed up, meaning she took the checkbook with my money to pay for it. Paid $249. I looked at her like my thought, what in the world are you doing giving this total stranger money? But I trusted her because she's my wife. God gave it to me for a reason. And for 2.5 years, we kind of thought about it. But 2.5 years later, we went to see Mr. Legale do his presentation. I thought it was possible, but I didn't believe it. I went to see it a second time. I was one day off every 2 weeks. And instead of wearing my military uniform, I wore my civilian clothes. And I observed what he did. And I said, if this engineer can do it, I can do it too. And fast forward. Every one of our children are part of the company. Not too active. We're proud to have our future son-in-law with us, building the business. You know, Lynn and I, all we can say is thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Now I feel better to talk, but I just want to thank Mrs. Moore for teaching us not to go to bed mad. That's very special to us. One thing I want to say about Mr. Moore, that the calls that we will get, he will always confuse Raymond's and my phone number. And he's like, will say, oh, I thought you were, this was Ray's number, but I'll talk to you. You're more beautiful than him. So, and just the last letter that I received, that we received from Mr. Moore was $100 to go on a date. And I have that letter, and I'm never going to throw it away. I think that this is family. You know, our family is in Puerto Rico, going through that hard time with Hurricane Maria, and just knowing that a lot of people were calling us to make sure that our family was okay over there. But knowing that you're our family as well means a lot to us. And this award, knowing that it was from Mr. Moore and the Moores,
it comes to my heart really closely. And I just want to say that, remember, like Mr. Moore said, God, family, and then business. So thank you, Ms. Moore, Randy, and Pat, and Stephanie, and Jeremy. They're so awesome. So I love them to death, and I really appreciate all of you. Thank you.
Okay, this next one, Mamaw, Randy, and Jeremy is going to come up and present this one. This is a new one. And it is the Kenneth R. Moore Award of Excellence. Of course, it has to have an eagle, because all of you that know Papa know his love of eagles. And so whenever we were picking this award out, I went to the showroom and I took pictures of all of the eagles that were there and sent them to Mamaw, and she had this one particular one that she wanted. As a matter of fact, when we went to pick up the award, it was the wrong eagle, so we had to stay and let them change out the eagle. That's how important this award is to our family and to our team. We are introducing a new award in honor of our fearless leader, Mr. Kenneth R. Moore. This award of excellence will be given to an associate that has been one of Ken's consistent leaders, always maintaining executive director status, continues to work daily building their business by both producing and recruiting. Not only did this person have a working relationship with Mr. Moore, he was a personal friend for many years. Whether it was dinner, movies, exchanging jokes, or talking business, their relationship was like brothers. So the first recipient of the Kenneth R. Moore Award of Excellence goes to his best friend, Mr. Harold Pinson. And on this award, we put first recipient, and that way we can keep with who all, how many we've given this out. And so it will show that you are the first recipient of this award.
I'm speechless. I'll tell you, I got in this business in 1990, and Ken took me under his wings. He took me everywhere. He field trained me. We got sick together. We actually did. I think Jeff will share that story here in a little bit. But Ken and I had a special bond. I love that man so much. He was really, I never did have any really brothers, but he was a brother I never had. And I think about him every day. He'll always live in my heart. I miss him. In fact, talking about telling jokes, I'd be doing a group presentation somewhere, and my little phone would light up, and it had Legal Shield's number 4361234. So I knew who it was from. But I always call him back. We'd call each other at least 3 to 4 times a week and share each other's jokes, our victories, our disappointments. He was always there for me. He believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. For those of you guys here that are new, I'm sorry you didn't get a chance to meet this man. He was one of a kind. He could take the toughest of tough people, and within 5 minutes he'd have them licking out of the hands just like a little newborn puppy. That's the kind of man he was. And when you met this man, he loved you instantly. He loved you unconditionally, no matter who you were, where you came from, what your background was. I miss him. I miss our conversations daily. I'm just so humbled to get this. But I will keep going forth. You know, I'll be 72 this November, but I'm not slowing down. I'm going to step on the accelerator. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Okay, so we went through the awards ceremony, and we have some exciting speakers that's going to be coming up, some entertainment that's going to be coming. So I'm going to pass the microphone on to a $200,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, platinum jacket earner, and more importantly, his family, and that's none other than my father-in-law, Mr. Randy Moore.
Wow. It's a blessing to be up in front of you this morning, I'll tell you that. Like I said earlier, there's been five generations, a lot of my dad got in the That said, we sort of got in at the same time, but I was never able to work the business in the early years. A trooper here in the state of Oklahoma, and they didn't allow you to do anything. You can drive a truck. You can do anything. It was always a conflict of interest. So Pat worked for years. She worked the business, and then later on we had four kids. You know, we got busy with life, things like that. But I'd been working as a state trooper about 17 years, and about 2 o'clock one morning, they sent me to it. There was a one-lane bridge way in the corner of eastern Oklahoma that connected Oklahoma and Texas, and they said, you need to go down there and you need to set up a roadblock. There's a motorcycle coming through, and it's loaded with drugs. He said, we need to shut that motorcycle down. So I set up a roadblock, and of course he ran it, and I got in a high-speed pursuit with the motorcycle and going across country, and I got to an intersecting road, and it was a little two-lane. It was dark at night, and motorcycle went airborne, and I was airborne right at 105 miles an hour right behind it. And when I came down, it wasn't like the Dukes of Hazzard. It didn't have a good landing. And when I landed, the seat belt in the seat back of my patrol car seat, it broke. It turned it sideways. And when it broke my neck, and it broke my back. It broke both of my shoulders, dislocated a hip. And it had I had a real serious head injury, which I laughed. My wife said, I've never gotten over that. But truth of the matter, I was very seriously injured. And I'll never forget, and a lot of you have heard this, but my dad came to me in the hospital. He said, son, how much are they paying you at that job? And I said, why do you ask that, Dad? He said, well, you were nearly killed again. And just 3 months prior to that, I'd been in a shootout and had my car shut out from under me, and several of us got shot. Anyway, he said, you were nearly killed again, and I want to know what they're paying you. And I said, Dad, I'm making, at that time, I was making $35,000 a year. I said, Dad, I'm making $35,000 a year, and I knew that wouldn't be good enough, so I said, but I got good benefits. Why I said that. But I'll never forget, my dad looked me up and down. He said, yeah, son, looks like you're using every one of them, too. I'll never forget that. true story. And he said, son, I want you to come to work with me. And I said, well, you know, we can't do that, Dad, because they don't allow that. And he said, we've got a guy, and I've been talking to him. His name is Mike Turpin. How many noticed Mike Turpin on stage? Former Attorney General for the state of Oklahoma. He said, Mike has agreed to go to bat for us with the state of Oklahoma, and we're going to get that law changed that says you can't do that. I said, you're kidding me. He said, no, it's already in the works. And just shortly after that, he came to his son, we got it done. And said, now you can come to work for me. But what you don't realize, ladies and gentlemen, I had to go through 8 neck and 4 shoulder surgeries at that time. I spent 6 months here in Oklahoma City in the Spine Center. Then they transferred me to the North Texas Back Institute in Plano, Texas. I put another 6 months in down there, going through surgeries and therapy and putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. But I started working my business on a part-time basis. And I told him right up front, Dad, you're very good at what you are. I respect you. I don't know your business. I know mine, but I don't know yours. He said, well, son, let me mentor you in this business. Let me help you. We'd work together our whole lives, off and on. And he said, let me help you in this business. And I knew if he helped me that I could be successful. He said, here's what I want you to do. He said, I know you got your own ideas, but I want you to look me in the eye. And I said, okay, Dad. He said, I want to tell you this. He said, if I tell you it'll work, believe me. And if I tell you it won't work, don't waste your time. It won't work. And how many of us try to do things our own way? And sometimes we get sidetracked just a little. Well, I was smart enough, believe it or not, to take him at his word. And I said, Dad, I'll do that. And I did have my own ideas. He said, that's a great idea. And sometimes he'll say, yeah, it's a great idea. It just won't work. Not in this business. Because everybody's trying to reinvent the wheel. But he had already been successful. He had already traveled that route and went down that road. And so I retired in December of 1999 as a state trooper. And because I was working on a part-time basis, because I was going through surgeries and therapy and all that, we had our convention right here that year. And I was able to walk the stage, got my 6-figure ring from home, part-time, with Legal Shield. So even though I was a full-time state trooper, I wasn't really working it because I was injured and all that. But on a part-time basis, I can truthfully say that I worked this business and received my ring on a part-time basis. Now, it took me 6 more years before I became a millionaire club because I wasn't as fast as some. But I'm telling you, I'd never made 6 figures, much less a million before that. So it was pretty exciting for me and my family. Like I said, my daddy recruited my grandmother in the business. She's since passed on, of course. Now Dad's passed on, but he recruited me. Jeremy came along next. So very proud of Jeremy and Stephanie. They worked this business, $250,000 ring earners. They're leaders. And they've got another generation coming up. We've got 4 kids. Very proud of each and every one of them. They're all directors or above in the business. Jeremy and Stephanie work it full-time. They don't. I love each and every one of them the same. But the truth of the matter is, Jeremy and Stephanie have taken hold of this company and this opportunity, and they've risen to the top. I can remember when Stephanie and Jeremy, when Braden was born, and remember they made him the little platinum jacket, and that represented the 5th generation at that time, and we paraded him across the stage. You know, we all had our platinum jackets on. That was a great day, 5 generations of one family. So the more legacy lives on is what I'm trying to say, okay? But I want to share that with you real quick. We'll have some more personal stories, but so proud of my dad and what he's accomplished. What gives me more pride than anything, hearing the stories, how he's affected each and every one of your lives. How great is it that my father affected so many people? He was a great man, best man I ever knew. My best friend, we talked every day. Called me or I called him every day. So I miss that. But I still feel him. I know he's here. And I know he's waiting on me. And I know we'll be together again. So thank you very much for that. Have we got our guest speaker here yet? Okay, here's what I want to tell you. We've got a special guest speaker that's going to be coming in a few minutes. Okay, he's not here yet. But he will be. And it's Mr. John Long, President of Network Marketing and Sales for Legal Shield. He's a special friend of my dad, Mr. Stonesoffer and Wilburn Smith. And he's going to come in and talk to us a little bit. When he comes in today, I want you to let him know who the More Success Team is. Fair enough? You let him know that you're in the house and that we are a team to be reckoned with in this company. Will you do that for me? Okay. So while we're waiting on him, what time is it about? Okay. We've got time. We'll go ahead with the next lady. This next lady I'm going to bring up real quick is someone that my dad adored. He called her his Georgia Peach. That's what he called her, from the great state of Georgia. She's been with Legal Shield now for 13 years. She has overcome adversity that I'm not going to talk to you about that would most people would have quit. There's no way they would be in this business today, but she stayed with it. And she is a tough lady, and she is a talented lady, and she's a beautiful lady. She's a gold executive director, and together with her team has now written over 33,000 memberships. She's also recruited over 5,000 associates in 24 states, so she is building her dream. She's actually $92,000 away from being inducted into the Millionaire Club. So she will be, this year, our next Millionaire Club member. And by August, she will also be getting her $150,000 ring. Okay? So let's welcome to the stage someone that I adore, someone that my dad adored, someone that you can be very, very proud that is on the More Success Team, and that's none other than my good friend, Miss Cheryl Ann DeGatta.
Well, this is probably the hardest thing that I'm going to be doing, so be with me, be with me. You know, life steps in people's lives, whether it be a financial thing, whether it be a marital thing, a relationship thing, and whether it be a health thing. And we all know the adversities that Mr. Moore had going on in his life for health. But one thing we all knew, that he was there for every single one of us, no matter what he did. And 13 years ago, I got involved with the Moore team. You know, life stepped in for me. I started on a very part-time basis and worked full-time. Then life stepped in, and 4 years ago I got sick, and things were going great, and then unfortunately life stepped in again, and in September I got sick again. And my greatest regret was not being there for my team sometimes and not being there for people who really cared. But the one person who stood behind me was Mr. Moore. When I found out he had passed, I tried everything to get out of a bed to come here to the funeral. And I know in my heart I was with him and he was with me. But the thing that really, really I promised him back in September is I will be at your More Success Team breakout. Because like me and everybody else, every week he'd call and he'd go, just sign up, Cheryl Ann, for the More Success Team breakout. Go, Mr. Moore, I'll be there. Mr. Moore, I'll be there. And today I'm happy to be here in honor of this man. My condolences go out to all the Moore team and the people who have his life. He's touched so much. But one of the things, I think the greatest thing that Mr. Moore taught me was to not believe in myself, but to believe in God and to believe in Jesus Christ. See, you don't understand. I'm a New England girl in a Jewish neighborhood, raised by Orthodox Jewish family. And my grandfather would be turning over in his grave today. But the Moore Success Team with this Jewish girl, he taught me the belief in God, and he taught me to believe in Jesus Christ. And I can't believe I'm saying that today. And that was the greatest thing he taught me. He taught me about family, he taught me about friends, and he taught me about the whole new family. And although 10 o'clock was really late for me, I apologize for not getting all the phone calls and time I could get on the phone call, sometimes I'd wake up in the middle of the night and it's still 12 o'clock and I still heard music ringing in my ear because I'd fallen asleep on my pillow. But that's what happened with a lot. See, in the state of Georgia, we came from a Dave Savula state. And people would come to me after 3 years, 4 years of a briefing. And whose team are you on? I'm on Ken Moore's team. I was so proud to say I wasn't Ken Moore's team. You know, we were living in a world with Nick Servais and Dave Savulas, and we were the first team in the state of Georgia to be able to bring the Moore Success team to the state of Georgia. And he knew it, and he was so proud of it. Together with the Streeter team and some of my other teams in the state of Georgia, we have recruited over 40, almost 5,000 associates in 24 states. We have written together as a team, because this is a team effort, we've written over 33,000 memberships personally. You want to talk about a legacy for your family? And I think one of the biggest things that you don't understand, what you're going to understand now, is how I became Mr. Moore's Georgia Peach. It was a joke at first. Wasn't funny at first because I was a nobody, just struggling to try to get somebody's attention to be able to be recognized. And Cheryl Ann DeGatta is a very difficult name to say. They mess it up. They screw it up. They chop it up. I've gotten everything from Bagata to DeGatta to Diagata to Gott. Wilbur Smith started it by messing it all up, bless his heart. And Ken Moore could not remember for the life of me my last name. So he started calling me Cheryl Ann. And my first convention, because I got recruited 13 years ago, at my first convention, it was Don Bryant, the late Don Bryant, who recruited me. Recruited Jimmy Parrish and John Wilson. Great to see you all here. And he ended up coming to me, and Don Bryant put his arms around me, and he said to Ken Moore, "This is Cheryl Ann," and he goes, "What's your last name again?" And he could not remember my last name. But he knew I came from the great state of Georgia, so he said to me, "Would you do me a favor? Can I call you my Georgia Peach?" So for the last 13 years, I'm proud to be Mr. Moore's Georgia Peach. You might not all my name, but you know I'm the Georgia Peach. And although he's not with us today, Jeremy, Stephanie, Mrs. Moore, Randy, and Pat, who I love dearly, I'd be honored to stay your Georgia Peach. Thank you. No, I'm not going to sing for you today because I have a horrible voice. But I wanted to mention something because you know where my heart is and you know what Mr. Moore had meant to me. Every single week I'd gotten his phone call. Every week. And that's the biggest thing I'm going to miss. But I mentioned to you the love that he put in my heart for the Lord is the greatest thing. But one of the other things that he put in front of me was that he was the strength not just behind me, he was the strength between every single one of you. Whether you were a brand new associate, he loved you. He cared about you. He was the strength that really the glue that held everything together. And it's a song that really when Randy had called me coming back from a doctor's office and asked me to speak today, there was one thing and one song that's probably my favorite song that when I thought of Mr. Moore, I thought that I would share with you. And I promised you I wasn't going to sing, so I'm going to tell you some of the words. Bette Midler sang the song, "The Wind Beneath My Wings." Okay? Because he cared so much about us and believed about us, Mr. Moore always said to me, and I knew he was content to see me shine, that was his way. "Did you ever know you were my hero? He was my mentor. He was my friend. You believed in me, and you believed anything I wanted to be, I could be." He would tell me, and over again, "Cheryl Ann, you can be anything you want to be. If you want to be a $100,000 ring earner, you'll be a $100,000 ring earner." And that month I became a $100,000 ring earner. "I could fly higher than an eagle because you were beneath my wings. I want to thank God for the man and wind
beneath every single one of our wings. I love you, Mr. Moore, and I'm honored to be here today to a man who means the world not just to me, but to every single one of you. You know, we got awards all week, and we've gotten recognition. So what I wanted to do is I was talking to one of my top leaders, a lady of strength, and we want to present something. So, Mrs. Moore, if you could come up here. Now, no falling, sweetheart. I'm going to call Lisa Streeter up here because we've got something to present to you. Okay.
On behalf of the Georgia Moore Success Team, in loving memory of the man who's changed so many people's lives with the biggest heart, from the Moore Success Team Georgia Market, we'd like to present to you an award from us. Really quick, all of you in here may not have gotten to know Mr. Moore, but I hadn't been a part of the team for quite a while. I had another half. Once I dropped that other half, I decided to join forces with the Moore Success Team. And my team, I got them all here so they'll know who the Moore Success Team is. So we challenge you all to keep the legacy of Mr. Moore, the wisdom that he gave us, the knowledge that he gave me to do what I do in this business. And I vowed to him that I would be his megastar, not just superstar. So if you all didn't get the knowledge and the wisdom, you missed it, but we're going to carry that legacy on. So I challenge everybody in here to please get to know one another as a Moore Success Team family, not just Legal Shield Associates. Bond together as a family, no matter who you are, where you came from, background, color, or creed. Let's be an organization to be reckoned with from Mr. Moore. So anytime we have a hard time, get that call from Associate Resolution. You know that call? It's like your parents are calling you, you're in trouble. But when I would see that number, I always knew it was Mr. Moore's ring. And to hear, can I tell you a story, young lady? Can I pray for you? And it's always, I promise I thought Cheryl was calling him, because he would always call me when I was having a tough time in my business. And after I hung up, I got busy, and I kicked butt, and I promise you, after Cheryl, I'll be the next Millionaire Club member of the Moore Success Team. Let's go.
He wasn't trying to help me. He's trying to pull me down. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce today's special guest speaker. He has he's been around for a while. I've known John for how many years now, John? 112, 13 years, something like that. But I remember John so much because of the relationship that he had at the corporate office with Mr. Stonecipher. He had a special relationship with Wilburn and a special relationship with my dad. And he was the first one there to put a Band-Aid on Mom's knee last night when she fell. And John, you're just a great guy. He's the president of Network Marketing and Sales for Legal Shield and a great friend of the Moore Success Team. Let's welcome to the stage Mr. John Long.
It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this place. Now some of you might still be in that place. Just trying to get out.
Oh, settle down, man.
I'll get
you. You guys settle down. Y'all are out of control. Charlene, you okay? Listen, they
last night when she had her tumble, and we all just felt horrible on the front row because I could see it coming. I was mad at myself because I didn't escort you up there. And then when it happened, we kept watching. We could see there was a little spot on Sherling's knee. I don't think that's something that she picked up off the floor. It started getting a little bigger and a little bigger. And so we knew you'd hurt yourself. And so, yeah, we took her backstage. We put a Band-Aid on it. That'd been me. They'd called AmCare. they'd carted me out of this because it didn't look good. It looked like it was painful, but she's like middle linebacker tough. She just said, take me up, put me back in the game, give me back to my seat so I can close this thing out. I'll tell you, I couldn't help it. It reminded me of Ken Moore. That's what Ken would have done. Let's take it. Hurry up with the Band-Aid so I can get back out there and hear the announcements. But I'm glad you're doing okay. And Randy, thanks for the introduction. Thanks for the opportunity to come talk to this crowd this morning, to the Moore Success Team this morning. It's appropriate, and it feels good, and makes me feel good, selfishly, to talk to this group when the whole weekend's been talking about. I mean, you got it. It's not a missed point, hopefully, that we've been talking about building a legacy business all weekend. And that's what we want to focus on. We want people to build this business, to grow their business, and grow it the right way. And when you do that, we want to make it as lucrative and as attractive and as cash-filled and as fun-filled as we possibly can. And to have walked in and to have heard Sherilyn talking about Mr. Moore, I mean, just how appropriate. I mean, that he represents, with Wilburn, with Harlan, building a business and building it the right way. I mean, Jeremy, you pointed out yesterday the retention. As we honored and recognized the people in the company with the best retention, what was it, three of the top five or four of the top five? Four of the top five were Moore Success Team. Hello? So that's part, Sherilyn, of what you and Ken have created here. And it's a legacy. It is a legacy business. It doesn't stop on February 6th, when Mr. Moore left this earth. It continued. You guys are his legacy, and it's exciting. And I'll tell you, if he was here today, I'll just tell you, if it's okay, if it's not inappropriate, I'll just tell you what he'd tell you. He'd tell you, get back home, get to work, get to recruiting, and get to selling, and do it the right way. Stop playing the silly games and build this business. It's not that much harder to do it right than it is to do it the wrong way. Go do it the right way and enjoy it. I mean, fair enough. Except he would have looked at you that way that only he could look at you. And I mean, he and Harlan kind of had that ability. I mean, Harlan never had to say anything. He could just look at you and make you want to crawl. Ken was kind of the same way. And I say that with just the highest respect for that man. But I am excited. I am excited about the weekend we had. But I will tell you, and Harlan spoke about this years ago, the same holds true today. How good this weekend was will really become apparent over the next 2 or 3 weeks. What happens over the next 2 or 3 weeks? How are we going to close March? I'm going to come up here with a natural network bias. I'm going to talk about recruiting. We're more than halfway on March 18th. I got the note right before I came over here from Matt Layton. We're more than halfway to 5,000 recruits. We're well over halfway to 5,000 recruits this month. Now, hold on. Let me put it in perspective. I mean, we're chipping. We're grinding, as Jeff Bell talked about. We're taking inch by inch. In 2017, we had 2 months where we had more than 4,000 recruits in the month. We did it last March, and then we did it in August. So we roll around. We flip the calendar to 2018. The guys in analytics, I'll pick on them a little bit. They said, well, you can't have a good recruiting month in January because networkers are slow to reengage after the holidays and the start of the year. So, you know, bite the bullet and be ready and prepared for a slow recruiting month in January. Boom, over 4,000 recruits in January. All right, so we're off to, thank you. That's one for the home team. Well, okay, February's always a slow recruiting month. It doesn't help that there's just 28 days, and so, you know, don't have any expectations of grandeur. Don't have any high, you know, set them right. We had more recruits in February than we had in January. So We're back-to-back over 4,000 recruits. We're building our way to 5,000 recruits. We're more than halfway there this March. And we know Now, I picked on boys in analytics. I'm on the side with them here. We know that the first half of the month is about 40% of what you're going to do. Just historically, 40% of what you're going to do. The back end, because the month ends, you're going to get a little bit more than half. It's going to be about 60% of what you do. 5,000's out there. It's looming large. I'm on record that we're going to eclipse 5,000. Don't make me a liar in March 2018. We're going to get to 5,000 because that's my mantra. 5-20-20. 5,000 recruits, 20% level up qualification. And let me pause just a second before I get to the last 20. 20% level up qualification, I say that, and honestly, I cringe a little bit. That's 1 in 5. I mean, that's our goal is to get 1 in 5 of our new recruits level up qualified. Can we do better than that? Shouldn't we do better than that? We've done as much in the early 2000s before the technology. Well, we did as high as 60%. Whatever reason, let's play the ball that we were, given. Play it alive. Play it where it lies. 6 months ago, we weren't in the teens. We were around 11, 12%. So we have improved. We have taken great strides. We have been above 20% level up qualification for not the last 4 months, like Jeff said. The last 6 months, we've been over 20%. It's trending the right way. We're doing better. We're doing as well right now getting our new recruits paid and promoted as we've done in a long, long time. But let's be honest, we can do a lot better. Well, why not 1 and 2? 1 and 5? Okay, 1 and 5 is improvement. Well, let's put the North Star out there at 1 and 2. All right, to 50%. So 5,000 recruits, 20% level up qualification, and then 20,000 network memberships every month. Hear me now, believe me later, I'll eat your hat if this doesn't come true. But if we can get to 5,000 recruits and 20% level up qualification, the 20,000 network memberships will come. Almost has to. I mean, I'm not, Steve Williamson is not asking my help on numbers. But I can tell you that will happen when we get to the 20,000 memberships will come. And so that's where we're on the cusp right now. And I say all that, and listen, selfishly, I get graded on this stuff. I get held accountable at the home office. I want to be held accountable at the home office for this, for 5, for 20, for 20. But at the end of the day, when we hit those things, what it means is there's more dollars, there's more commission dollars, there's more incentive dollars, there's more bonus dollars that are flowing out of one free paid way, 74820, to all of your bank accounts. And that is the most important. Thank you. We can talk about all the analytics that we want to talk about. We can talk about production numbers. We can talk about associates in production in a month. We can talk about level up rates. We can talk rank. The most important number that we can report and look at and make go northward is cash to the field. And that's really what I'm striving to do. That's what I want to see. I want to see. You know, if there's 110 last year, I want it to be 130, 150 million this year. Why shouldn't it be? We've got a greenfield. We're better than we've ever been. Our law firms are better than they've ever been. The opportunity is better than it's ever been. And we're about to go, dang, we're about to go on a recruiting run. I mean, I don't know when it will happen, but I'm pushing and I'm pleading. I'm darn near begging for us to get to 5,000 recruits in March 2008, so I won't be a liar. But there will come a day, I think, before the end of 2018, when I will be embarrassed at 5,000 recruits in a month. It's coming. And we're getting better at getting them paid and promoted. And this organization, this team, this leadership has been so instrumental in what we've done over the first 45 plus years of being in business. But there's so much left to do. There's so much left to do. Again, I hear Ken. I hear Harlan. There's work left. Let's go get after it. Everybody good? Thank you all. Travel safely. Listen, Kyle Walker, the youngest platinum in company history, was recruited by Benjamin Notini at a baggage claim. So, recruit along I-40, recruit along I-35, recruit at the airport, departure and arrival, recruit the Uber, recruit the parking attendant, recruit, 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 and don't get it out of order. And hey, let's be honest. Some will, some won't. So what? Next. All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for letting me be here.
Well, what an honor, Mr. John Long. Thank you very much, sir. Outstanding job, doing a great job with the company, and we appreciate all that he does. We have a little special treat for you right now. How many of you knew that my dad, as white as he was very proud of his Native American heritage? And so right now, for this special part of the program, I'm going to bring up Pat, Ms. Pat Samoy. How many of you know Pat, our executive assistant? Pat is, she works at the home also, an associate on our team, of course. But she is one of the most invaluable people for the Moore Success Team. She, as our executive assistant, is going to stay on and work in that capacity for us. Okay, so we still have Pat. And she'll continue to work at the home office, and it's really good when you got those connections when you need it, I can tell you. Before, in the past, Dad had his office right there, and he needed something, he'd just either walk to their office or tell them or pick up the phone. Well, Pat's been very, very instrumental in helping us keep that alive. So to introduce the next portion of our program, I'm going to turn it over to Ms. Pat.
There you go. God. Shout God. Family. Legal Shield. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under heaven. Amen. So now this is the time for us to embrace, as a Legal Shield family, as Ken Morris family, to embrace his, he had such a heart for the Native American people. He was so proud. Yes, he was light-complected and red hair, but he was 1/8 Cherokee. And that was a prerequisite of hiring me. I had to teach him Cherokee words. And he would get me in trouble because one of the employees would come in and he'd say, Osio to hiju agia yo neg, and he'd say, Pat, what'd I tell him? And I would turn around and I would say, hello, white woman. I said, Mr. Moore, you're going to get me in trouble. But he learned a lot of words, the Cherokee words, and he started putting them together. And his joke would be, it taught her 3 months to teach me one word. That wasn't true, but the very, very important word was Yunishlana, which means God, creator. And so for us to embrace this Native American culture that he so loved, I'm going to bring in my good friend, Spencer Cody. Let's give him a warm welcome. Thank you. He is a man of God. Mr. Moore would be so proud to have met him. He didn't get that chance because he inspires me. He prayed with his children daily. He wakes up in the morning and prays with them. I mean, he knows God is first in his life, and I see that. I met him through Grace Christian Fellowship in Ada, Oklahoma, where I live, and I'm going to just turn the time over to him and let him share with you.
Yes, can you guys hear me? I know you expected me to say, ow. You know, out of the 500 tribes in the United States, there is not one tribe that says, how. That says, how. And contrary to belief, we don't all eat deer either. Now, my people are plains people. We roam the plains. We fought with the Cheyenne, the Arapaho, the Lakota, the Sioux, the Comanche, And we lived in our teepees. We followed the buffalo. We wore the eagle headdresses. We're the ones that you usually see on TV. And we're the ones that usually other tribes who never had our lifestyle pattern themselves after. But our society, our nation, is who we are. You see, if you ask an Indian man or woman about themselves, they'll tell you about their people. Because we find our identity in our tribe, in our people. We're grounded. But if you ask a non-politically correct white man to talk about himself, he'll always talk about his job. Because you find your identity in what you do. So our worldview, the way that we see reality, is completely different. In the time before we were conquered, we didn't have nursing homes. We didn't have jails. We didn't have juvenile delinquents. We didn't have food stamps. We had no theft. Because everybody's in one big village, and you know everybody. And so if you show up with a new item, everybody goes, "Hey, that's Ralph." And so when a family, specifically an older family, didn't have enough to eat, well, it was part of our mentality, part of our worldview, that the health of the whole is greater than the health of the one. A leader would be sent out. He would send out men to hunt a buffalo for a woman, an old man or old woman who had lost a son in combat. And after our buffalo hunts, we would make sure every single person in that camp had meat. So when we hunted for everybody. And so there are ways about our life that is very, so very beautiful. We respect our elders. These are elders who have lived before us. They hold so many strong memories, so much wisdom. I see here among you, elders. The sad part in this society today is that people don't talk to their elders. Because young people in this society, they think that you're just old people. Whereas in our society, we think of you as equals. We think of you as fountains. We think of you as passing on the traditions of our elders, of the ancestors, of the ancient ones from before tribal memory, before we can even recollect. The elders passed our ways down to us. And those of us who are wise enough to listen are going to be the ones that are going to stay here and still be alive and still be Indians. Now, you guys try to kill us for a long time. and to be honest with you, I'm a full-blooded Kiowa. That means my family is the fastest runners, the best buffalo hunters, the most handsome. Just kidding about that one. but we were the cream de la cream. We were the ones who evaded the army for centuries. And so what you see in my tribe, I'm a full-blood Kiowa. Through my veins runs blood that is more pure than the blue bloods and the kings of Europe. My bloodline is pure and goes back eons and eons. And now I married a white girl. I was going to marry an Indian girl. Yeah, that's what everybody expected me to do, my people. You must marry an Indian girl. And I'm thinking, but they get fat when they get old. But they expect me to do that. You know, they said, you must carry on our people. You must carry on our way of life. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm okay with that, Dad, but then I met my wife. She was young, and I was young. And lo and behold, I fell in love with her the instant I saw her. She was 16, she was 17, and I was 18. We've been married 38 years. And that's my wife back there. She's posting this live on Facebook. So I fell in love with her, and she's my best friend today. We spend all of our time together. I don't go out and shoot pool or shoot hoops or go out with the guys. I'd much rather spend the night at my home with my wife, watching TV. We have six children. Yes, six children. Count them, six. I mean, we had meant to only have two. But my wife was a fertile myrtle. And was, after the poor child was telling my wife, I says, "Aren't we trying not to have a baby?" She goes, "We are trying, but we're at 1% that just, boom." She was popping up little babies like a Pez candy dispenser. It got to the point where at night we were not even, no kissing. We were shaking hands. "Good night, love. I love you, honey." We still got pregnant. But all of my kids, all four of my sons are worship leaders. Two of them are ordained ministers. And they all are men of God. Now, I may not look like it, but I am also an ordained minister. I followed Jesus for the past 39 years. And my whole life is about Him. Being here is about Him. Because when I came to Him, Indians don't have a lot of peace in their spirits because of past transgressions. But I found peace when I came to Jesus. Some people called Him the white man God, which in some cases it was. But I called upon Him, and He cleansed me, and He saved my soul. And I experienced peace and hope and joy like I never know. And I have walked in that for the past 39 years. I have talked much. My wife called me Brother Longwind. I'll keep it short. My wife, we had six kids, and now all those are gone. It's like people are coming up to us saying, "Oh, all your kids are gone. All six of them. Don't you have empty nest syndrome?" And what? We've been trying to get rid of those guys for 30 years. Dang. So now me and my wife, we can go out and we can go on dates. We can go out and eat. We can, without a whole slew of kids, tag them. Go away. Go. Following us. And no privacy for 37 years, But so we really enjoy it. And I am here because Jesus made this available to me, because I am ordained and I am always ready to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to any, to all that may hear it, and who want, even to those who do not want to hear it. But my obligation as a minister and as a man of God is to fulfill the great commission of my Lord Jesus Christ, to go and preach the gospel to all nations. Now, my family, we have a ministry. It's called Eagle's Heart Missionary Society. We are a nonprofit ministry. We don't get salaries. We don't get paid. We are a charitable organization in which people give to us, which we pass that money straight out to Indian and or non-Indian missionaries to support the cause, to support them to go out to preach the gospel, to help them, to push them, to be partners with them. And so I would hope that you guys would remember that, and if you would, give my wife your card. And we promise we won't use your information on the dark web. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and the dance. our dances. We're not like the twist. We're not like the bop. We're not hip-hop. We're not waltzes. Our dances are from time immemorial. Our dances are prayers. We still say, we still dance. And my elders have taught me, each time you go out, each step that you take, you are praying to the Creator God. And so when you see people such as myself dancing, and you can see my regalia, the regalia that you wear is indicative of what you believe. And there's no shortage of crosses on my regalia, as you can see. And I happen to work out. That was from my wife. Okay, so I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do a demonstration. This is called a traditional dance. Now I haven't danced in a long time because some of my people passed away, and according to our tradition, we put away dancing. It's a sign of mourning. So I haven't danced really in 8 years. But I'm going to do what's called a traditional dance. The traditional dance was founded by the Omaha tribe of Nebraska, and what it is a story. It's the dancer is actually the point man. He's the one that goes ahead of the war party. He's searching for the enemy so that they can know where they're at, so that they can plan their attack. And so the dances and the moves you see are a reenactment of it. So without further ado,
play.
Let's give him another round of applause.
This song?
At this time, we want to shift gears and just remember what Ken taught us, Mr. Moore taught us, God, Family, Legal Shield. Let's hear it. God, Family, Legal Shield. God. Let's see. I met him from the first day that I applied at Legal Shield. Beth Bell, raise your hand. For years, she kept saying, you got to come to work with me. You got to come to work with me. Prepaid legal. They were at Main Street at that time. I never did until 2000 and whatever 12 years ago is. So I've been with Legal Shield for 12 years as of yesterday. And Mr. Moore, thank you. When I met Mr. Moore, he was so excited to meet a fellow Cherokee. And he told me he was 1/8. He even showed me his roll number. I mean, he was just so proud. And I learned from Mr. Moore more about my Indian heritage than I did in high school. That is true. And more about the Choctaws and the Chickasaws. And it so happened that I am in the Native Praise Choir. And some of you have sent a memoriam in honor of Mr. Ken Moore to the Native Link Ministries. Thank you very much for doing that. They will help the Native Praise Choir as we sing and travel and share the love of Jesus in songs, as we do. We sing in the Cherokee language, the Creek Seminole language, and the Chickasaw Choctaw language. But so God was the number one in my life. He knew that. And family was next, and I have always been treated from day one as a member of the Moore family by Randy, by Pat, by Jeremy, by Stephanie, by Mrs. Sterling. She calls me her little own. I got to sleep with her and have a girl's night in her room one night. You know why? Because I didn't have a reservation. And that's true. I didn't have a reservation for that night. So I got to spend the night with Sterling. She shared her bed with me. So that's how close that we have become. And so Legal Shield, you know, that was his, that was just so dear to his heart. God was always first. Family was always second. So Legal Shield was always dear to him. And like I said, like Randy mentioned, he did come into work even in his hardest days. Kevin Hammond and his group were the last ones. He came and took to the cafeteria and took him to dinner. And at the funeral, I wanted to say this, and I didn't get to, so I am now. How many of you raise your hands if you receive flowers from Mr. Moore? Raise your hands. Okay. How many of you received a phone call from Mr. Moore? How many of you received a word of encouragement from Mr. Moore? He did so much for so many people. He really, really did. How many received a ham? Maybe you can talk to Randy about maybe, I don't know. Oh, sorry. He's sitting here. I didn't know that. But he got such joy in doing that. Whenever he'd say, Pat, I already did. When I'd hear him on the phone say, oh, she passed away. And he'd go, Pat, I already got it. And he'd say, oh, it's so-and-so's birthday, Pat. I said, I already ordered him. You know, I just knew his heart. I knew what he was going to do. And I do got to share this real quick. A friend of mine, I just seen her, and she came to our business briefing. That Frank, raise your hand. He does the business briefings for us. He's so faithful to Mr. Moore in the business briefings on Thursday night. We had a business briefing, and to get people there, you know, Mr. Moore would say, who all comes and bring new faces gets a $10 Walmart card, you know, so he would get people there. Anyway, she was one of our guests, and Beth was there that night, and her name was Andrea Kozar, and she passed away. I mean, Beth and I was at Super Saturday, you know, when Daniel Abbott was going to speak, and she was in the hospital, and Beth and I said, we need to go see her. Well, that Sunday morning, she passed away. And Mr. Moore was in February, and then that Andrea, she passed on. And so that Monday morning when I went to work, I thought, I need to send her flowers, because that's what Mr. Moore would have done. Even though he didn't know her, he knew she was my friend, he would have sent her flowers. And at that time, I'm going to admit this, I was broke. You know, I didn't have money in the bank. And I didn't get paid yet, not until that following week. But you know, God knows your heart. My scripture is, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you desires of your heart. And that is so true. He knew my heart. I didn't have to tell nobody. I mean, yes, if Mr. Moore was there, and I, you know, I'd hang up the phone, he'd say, what's wrong? And yeah, he would have sent her flowers. He really would have. But I was sitting there, and, you know, I got a phone call. Not very long after that Monday, Lori said, Pat, you have something here at the front desk. So I went to the front desk, and lo and behold, was it a spray of flowers? It was a spray of flowers for me that said, we love you. And to me, that was like Mr. Moore said that to me. Because he taught this couple, and they carry on this tradition to their team, their family. As a matter of fact, they awarded Frank and I awards at their dinner. Mr. Alex Gardner and Linda Bowden did that for me. And last year when I said, thank you for this dinner, thank you for inviting Frank and I, and that is so nice that you do this dinner, she said, I was taught by the best. I was taught that's what Mr. Moore did. And so she's continuing that, and I just praise God for that. Anyway, I enjoyed those flowers all day. I took those flowers home with me. It was really, really cold. It was raining that time. Everybody at home office got to go home early. I went to the funeral home. Went into her room, and there was no flowers there for Andrea. And it had a purple bow on those flowers. And her casket was purple. Her favorite color was purple. God knew. God goes before me, and He goes behind me. So I told Linda and Alex, you have no idea how you blessed me. God provides. He provides. And so I gave those flowers. I enjoyed them all day, and they served a purpose, and they went to her family. And I thank you guys for that. It touched my heart. So now, without further ado, my assistant, that's my daughter, Nikki. I got to fulfill Mr. Moore's last two requests. He was there with Stephanie and I when we was doing these awards, and when they left, Frank and I was there with Mr. Moore, and then Frank left, and he said, Pat, this is what I want. I want this first award. Well, she should have already got him up here, but that's okay. All right. We had to hide these. You see how we had to hide them away from these people? He said, I want to give an award to this person. Just to let them know how much they mean to me. Extraordinary Leadership Award. The task of the leader is to get his people from where they are to where they have not been. In appreciation of your visionary guidance and outstanding leadership, I hope I get this right, for 18 years, Jeremy and Stephanie Moore.
Play.
I've been a lot to me. I grew up not having either of my biological grandparents alive. They had passed away before I was born. And when I started working at Legal Shield at the corporate office, I had to walk through, or Papa had to walk through my office to get to his office. And he used to give me a hard time when he found out his grandson was going to move to Ada about wanting to hook me and Jeremy up all the time.
And at that time, I'd had a boyfriend for a while. And I kept saying, Kenneth, I can't. I have a boyfriend. And then we just so happened to break up. And here comes Jeremy. Jeremy had spoiled me. I was a full-time college student, worked at Legal Shield part-time. And Jeremy would have, I would have lunch every day. And so Jeremy would have lunch waiting at my desk, which was probably more Papa. And then I started getting random flowers, and one day it would be from Jeremy, one day it would be from Papa. And so I fell in love with the man, with Jeremy and Papa. But it was Papa first. He treated me like I was his own granddaughter. I mean, I never felt like I was married into the family. I would come up, I would go work some accounts, and there would be people in there that would say, hey, do you know Ken Moore? I'm like, yeah, he's my grandpa. And I wouldn't, you know, even think anything about it. And then afterwards, I was like, oh, they may be wondering where on earth a granddaughter came in there, a random one that they didn't know about. But I loved him dearly. I will never forget that last meeting I had at the home office with him. He was wearing the tie I bought him a couple years ago for Christmas. And that day, now every time I see him wearing that tie, sitting in his chair, going over Legal Shield. We talked about it 24/7. And hearing you guys' names come out of his mouth as we were talking about awards. He loved all of y'all so dearly, and he kept wanting to put in new awards and new awards so he could add more people, because he wanted every one of you guys recognized for all your hard work and dedication and leadership and loyalty to him and to the More Success team. And so I'm quite shocked that he was able to sneak one in. But I should have known. He was good about that type of stuff. So I'll let Jeremy talk now. Quit rambling.
Thank you.
The God. Family. Legal Shield. I have one more surprise. The day after his passing, the next day I went on into work. And if you don't know who I'm Pat Petsamoy, and I've been working for him, been very blessed to be under his supervision for 2 years. And I've never, ever seen anyone say no to him. And he said, I'm thinking about doing this. Do you think so-and-so would say yes? I said, I've never seen anybody say no to you yet. So, you know, he was very proud of Legal Shield, God, family, and Legal Shield. And as I was going back to work, the closer and closer I got to the Legal Shield building, tears were just coming down my eyes. But I knew the family needed me there for the phone calls that I was going to receive and all those things in the office. So I said, if Mr. Moore can be there, I will be there. Every morning he was there at 6 or 6:30. That he instilled that in me. There's no more calling in sick when I have a headache, or no more calling in sick if my neck hurts, or whatever the case may be. And his work ethic was just a part of who I am now, you know, and just a lot of things he taught me. I could go on and on. But as I was coming closer and closer to the Legal Shield building, going to have to clock in the day after he passed, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, and I was like, for 2 years, you know, God, I was blessed for 2 years. And he said, you were blessed for 2 years because he showed you what a father's love was supposed to be. Some of you know that I was given away at 4 months old because my mother died of cancer, and I was raised by my aunt and uncle. My dad was an alcoholic, had 7 other children to raise. And so I was given away. I didn't know my alcoholic father for a long time. So he didn't love me like a father should. And when I was adopted with my aunt and uncle, you know, I was molested at home. I was not taken care of by my, you know, father who raised me. And Ken took care of me. Even when I was going to stop and lose weight and quit drinking Dr. Pepper, he'd fill up the refrigerator with Dr. Pepper. Right, Frank?
I'm like, Frank, you know, I'm on a diet. He said, Papa said, you like Dr. Pepper. You know, and he took care of me. He did. And she knew that. She shared Mr. Moore with me, and I thank her for that. But he just took care of me as a father should have. He prayed with me. I shared at the funeral that I almost called in, but I said, I'm going to be late. I got to pick up my grandson and take him to home because he was sick at school. And as soon as I got to work, he goes, come here, come here, come here. And I went in there and sat down. He said, what's your grandson's name? And I said, Kimani, which is my daughter's son. And he said, let's pray for him right now. And he prayed with me. So he prayed with me, laughed with me, told me jokes. How many of you been told a joke? A joke. He'd call at 10:30 or whatever. He'd call you at 10:30 at night, tell Harold a joke. He'd come in that morning and he said, Harold, call me at 10:30. Just tell me a joke, you know. And one day this is true. When he came in that morning, from that morning till noon, he called and told everybody this one joke because it was so funny. And that's just who he was. He made us laugh. He made us laugh. But, okay, the second award that I'm getting off track, sorry. The second award he gave me, he said, make sure this is done. Award of Endurance. This commendation is bestowed to Randy Moore as a symbol of our grateful recognition of your unwavering support and active involvement to the Moore Success team. I have valued your commitment to our weekly calls, even when going through your own health issues. I love you, son.
All right, can you hear me now? We didn't have much growing up, and my dad worked hard. He was a hard-working man I ever knew, but he didn't have a job that paid a lot of money until after Legal Shield, where he started making really great money. But there's many Christmases we wouldn't have had at our house with four kids if it wouldn't have been for my dad. He always made sure that we had something. It wasn't much, but it was something. And I appreciate that. And one of the great things, I wear this tie today because it's purple. And a lot of you don't know, my sister died when she was 17 with cancer. I was 16. And, man, that was a tough day, too. But my dad loved her so much, and I know he's in heaven with her today. But he loved purple because she loved purple. That was her favorite color. And when Legal Shield came out with that purple shield, it was great. I'm telling you, so great. I feel like that, you know, that's part of him. I just really do. And I know he put his heart into this company, his soul into this company. He worked like a dog for this company. Because he loved it. And he loved you. And I'm going to count on you guys to uphold him, to uphold this company with the character that it deserves. This is a wonderful company. And if it was good enough for my dad, I guarantee it was good enough for me, and I guarantee it'll be good enough for you. The leadership that we have with this company is second to none. And I feel like this is straight from my dad, just to his son, and I appreciate that, and I'm not a wimp, but I feel wimpy. So I'm going to move away from this, because it is emotional for me, and bring up our next guest speaker. He's someone that is special on this team for what they have brought to this team. Him and his wife have gone through so much adversity, and they never, ever quit. I guarantee you, somebody brings their book to me and wants me to sign it, three words that's in whatever I sign to them is never, ever quit. My dad said, nobody can beat you unless you think they can. And I always believed that, and I believe it from my heart today. My dad was a winner, and he was so blessed to have this couple when they came to our team. Jeff married Cindy. They're a father of four grandkids of six, soon to be seven. Okay. The Hughes are like the owls they breed. Tell you. But they are dear friends of Pat and I. We've grown up together in this business. They're $200,000 income earners. They have their 1,000 production award. They're Millionaire Club members, and they're just the best friends in the whole wide world. Let's welcome Mr. Jeff Hughes to the stage, please.
Comfortable shoes, but everything hurts my feet, so even socks hurt my feet. Oh my God. I'm triggered by my wife's sniffles and crying, and she's been bawling her head off the whole day, so I've been bawling, and I've got all this, I've got some great videos. We'll post this on the More Success Team Facebook page, and we'll be able to relive it, and you can share it with your teams when you get home. First time I met Ken Moore, really got to know him. We'd only been in the business about 2 or 3 months, and he wanted us to come to group school in Ada, and I didn't know what group school was, but it was an invitation to come, and he paid for it, and y'all know I'm cheap, right? That's the reason I'm at Legal Shield, because my sponsor bought me a free lunch. I always said, if there was a t-shirt that said, if it's free, it's for me, I would wear it. And as a parting gift, when I moved to Virginia, my team in Texas bought me that shirt, and I love it because it was free. So, but we went to group school, had an amazing experience, got a chance to meet him for the first time, and he invited us to come back again. And every time we'd come back, of course, he was such a wonderful host, and he wanted to buy us breakfast. And he said, I'll meet you at Prairie Kitchen in the morning, in Ada, and we said, what time? And I was thinking early, like 9 o'clock. No. I mean, I think the sun might have thought about getting up. I don't know. But we went to Prairie Kitchen. Of course, Ken had already been there. He'd already finished his breakfast, and he'd already talked to everybody in the restaurant. You know, he was waiting on us for a long time. And we got in, and of course, he just starts telling stories, and that's the thing I think all of us love. It made it so endearing to all of us was that he just shared himself with you. You know, he, things that he loved, that he was excited about, that he was proud about, that he thought was funny, he would just pour that into us. And I just fell in love with him at that time. And he became a friend of mine. And to me, when you have somebody that's a noble and great man like Ken Moore that you consider a friend and that you know that he considers you a friend, it's a blessing in your life. And, of course, we became acquainted with Pat and Randy, and we are best friends now. And I tell Randy all the time, I've got a lot of brothers, but he's the one I like. So, yeah, well, I'll just stay with that. So let's talk about the convention a little bit. How'd you like the possibility that we have a chance to earn $1 million? I'm just curious, does anybody have something at your place of work that you can have the opportunity of earning $1 million check at one time? When I worked at a shoe store, my background is in retail sales. I used to sell ladies' shoes for, 17 years before I started doing Legal Shield. Well, I've actually done Legal Shield longer than I was in shoe sales, and that's a pretty good thing, isn't it? You know, our bonus at Christmas was a turkey, like a smoked turkey, and it was a little turkey. It was about that big, and I was pretty sure it was a chicken. And we get this dumb chicken every year. And then one year we got a note from the home office said that the times were tough and they couldn't afford a chicken, and they gave us a Christmas card. And I don't know about you, but I'd rather have $1 million than a chicken. I don't know. Maybe where you come from, things like this weekend aren't that big of a deal. But where I come from, it's a big deal. To catch a glimpse of where we're going and the opportunity that's ahead of us, if we do like Ken Moore did and just show up every day with a great attitude and get there early and serve our people, that $1 million is not out of reach. I mean, it's conditional. It's not arbitrary. It's not like it might happen. It will happen if you want it to happen, because it's just a math note. It's a math game, right? It's a math problem. You just put the deal together and you keep the deal going and help your people to put their deals together. And 5 years, you know, from the day you make that decision, that $1 million. Can you imagine the daily deposit on the day that $1 million plus your $300 deposit shows up? Can you imagine? And we're here, guys, and somebody recruited us into this amazing, amazing business. I've felt like I've been a member of the Moore family and an integral part of the Moore Success team since it was founded. We really created this organization when we went to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Linda Bowden was there. I don't know if anybody else. Dave, I don't think Dave Hall, maybe. Not many of us left. I mean, not many of us that are here. You were there. You were there. We had a little group of all the executive directors in the Moore Success team, and there was like a coffee table we sat around, right? It was just this little bitty group, and we masterminded, and we thought, what do we want to do? Because Dave Cibola team was real loud, and they made a lot of noise, and Darnell's team was real loud, and we're like, Ken Moore's got a great team, we're just too quiet, we got to take our place. And we decided that we want to do a weekly conference call. And so one of the things we said, we were going to have a weekly Moore Success team conference call. We came up with a name, and we thought it was so clever, and we started that conference call, and that's what was going on today. And we wanted to do team events and team breakouts, and we're here today. And so I'll just tell you that sitting down and deciding what you want, envisioning what you want, and making goals, and writing it down, and getting people on your team or in your family to buy into your goals, that's how you make your future come real. I mean, we're living today. We're here in this room today because of a vision that we had 17 years ago, probably, you know, and it goes on and on. Now, I knew, I had a premonition, I had a confirmation the last time we met at in Ada, Oklahoma for our annual event, that would be the last time that we would be together with Mr. Moore. And I told Cindy, I said, this is it. This is the last time. And I feared the changes that would take place in the Moore team. I wondered how much he was the foundation. And if you pull the foundation out of a building, what happens to it? But it's been an amazing thing to see. Ms. Shirley Moore, slide in. And take that mantle of responsibility onto her shoulders. And she's a tiny woman in a body, but her soul is a giant. I have no fear that we're in good hands. I had a vision of the Moore family standing in a circle around Ken. You know, arms on shoulders, kind of looking at him. And then he's gone. And then Shirlene takes her place, steps out of the circle and into the center. And now we all, arms on shoulders, we look at you. God put our eyes on the front of our head because we're not supposed to look over our shoulders. You can do it, but it's kind of uncomfortable. Try it. Turn your head all the way around. Look behind you. You can do it for a little bit, but you are meant to look forwards. Our feet are designed to walk forwards, not backwards. You can do it for a little while, but it's uncomfortable. Everything about us is designed to move forward. And though we're here today and we honor the life and legacy and memory of Ken Moore, Ken would not want us looking backwards. So we're going to say today, we say goodbye, we honor what he did, but now let's go forward. The company has laid out these amazing opportunities, these amazing, this future, right? This future that we can have. And that's what I want to say is we're in good hands. The more team goes on. I think what's happened when you have a disaster, right? When you have a catastrophe, there's always growth that comes from it, right? I mean, as cancer survivor, Cindy and I can tell you that one of the best things that happened to Cindy and is that we got cancer because we became acquainted with God. When you have nobody to hold on to and you don't know what tomorrow holds and you have that confirmation that God is with you, I don't care. I would get cancer to acquaint myself with my and my brother, right? And so Ken's passing is a tough thing, but it's a good thing too. Because what will happen is the more family pulls together and then we get to pull in into that circle and say, what can I do to help? Put me to work. Let me do something to make the Moore team better. Yeah. Can I talk about the team new vision? Okay. Just to let you know, I don't know if y'all know, Cindy and I started this business in September of 1999. We started with our family, and our family started with family and friends, and we went on from there. Our organization has grown to about 100,000 associates since we joined. About 400,000 memberships have been written in our organization. It's a miracle in my life, and I give honor and credit to where it comes from because I did not do it. It was right place, right time, right people, and we kept the faith. But my brother's organizations got really big. The vast majority of my team are under David and Chris Hughes. They created their own organization called Team Renew, which is an amazing team in the business. What? Oh, no? Okay. Anyway, we've had the opportunity to work more closely with them, and I'm excited just to say that you're going to start seeing a lot more of my brothers at events. We're going to be doing a lot more things together, and I think it's going to be a blessing on all of us because they know a lot of things that we want to learn. And I think that they need to learn a lot of things from the leaders in this organization. Just in closing, I want to thank the heroes in the room, those that were awarded recognition today. You mean so much to me and so much to Cindy. We look to you as an example of how to do the business right, how to treat people right. I'm blessed because I know you. For the new people in the room, you may think, what is going on here today? If you leave with nothing from today, I hope you leave with a sense of a love that this team has for each other. You know, you may not have known Ken Moore, but I hope you can see that his love affected everybody in this room in a very powerful and deep way. I would just recommend to you, as a leader, you know, somebody who's been doing this for almost 19 years, that the decisions that you make today, coming out of this event, you got a lot of stuff you've learned. You need to narrow it down to 3 to 5 things that you're going to do because you can't do everything. What 3 things are you going to do or die trying? Or what 5 things are you going to do? Write those things down. Get with your workout partner, your spouse, or your team leaders and say, this is what we're going to do when we go home. And then go home and do what Ken Moore would do and just get up every day and focus on those 3 to 5 things. Anything is doable if you do it, right? And it really just requires effort and consistency. I've just learned this. You may beat me part of the race, but I will beat you at the end of the race because I will never stop. I'm not a racehorse. I'm a plow horse. You put me in the furrow and tell me where we're going, and I will go till we get to the end. And that's what I'd recommend for you. This is not a sprint. This is not about, oh, wow, can we get there quickly? What if the opportunity goes away from us? This company will be an international force for good. It will be a multi-billion dollar company. Your grandchildren's grandchildren will have an opportunity to work with Legal Shield. It will be a household name like Prudential or any other big company. But the time to make fortunes, the time to build legacies, the time to set your grandchildren up is today. And I would tell you that it's done through team building. If you can sell, that's great. But if you want to take advantage of what's about to happen, you want to build a team. If a flood is coming, do you want to stand there with a thimble and catch it when it goes by? Or would you rather have 1,000 people with 5-gallon buckets? I mean, this flood is coming. This flood of money is coming. Let's get some people to capture it as it goes by. Guys, God loves us, and the proof of it is that we're here today. We've been poured out upon. I felt His Spirit more than I ever have at a church. And that's, I think it's because of the righteousness of Ken and Shirlene Moore and the legacy that they built. They have God on their side, and if God is on their side, how can we go wrong? Thanks, guys.
Lay.
It's nice to have such incredible leadership on this team. It's a big bonus. Now we're fixing to wind things up here pretty quick. We've got a few announcements, and it is my pleasure to bring up someone that I'm very, very proud of that works this business wholeheartedly, that has, because of Legal Shield, he's able to spend time with his kids. They're so busy in sports, every sport you can think of. But he's there at every game, every practice. He does an outstanding job, but it's someone that I am so extremely proud of, and that's my son, Jeremy.
Good morning. It's been a great day, right? They stuck to the script. We got plenty of time. The March the 29th of this month will mark starting year 19, finishing up year 19 that I've been involved with Legal Shield. Starting March the 29th of 1999. You know, how many people? There's quite a number of us. This is our very first event, is it right? Let's see. That's amazing, guys. Give those guys a phenomenal congratulations. Because in the 19 years I've been involved in Legal Shield, this is absolutely the most phenomenal event I've ever attended. The most phenomenal event that I've ever attended. And to be honest, I didn't even know if I'd be able to set through the event. Because I've been going to events like this with Pawpaw since I was 10 years old. But it was his thing. It was him and Memo's thing. I used to think it was just a bunch of old white people wearing suits. I'm not joking. I mean, you know, it just fills my heart, you know, to see us celebrate so many phenomenal leaders within the team and within Legal Shield. So many, you know, wonderful people and so many beautiful and awesome women speakers and, you know, people of color, backgrounds. It's an awesome feeling to be associated with a company like that. You know, but you know what? I never saw or envisioned myself, you know, doing what Memo and Papa were doing. You know, didn't. I knew they were successful. I knew they had money, you know, but I never saw it. I saw it. I misspeak a lot. Stephanie, I have a whole page of notes on things that I shouldn't have said when I'm done. But I'll say them anyway. But, you know, when I graduated high school and, you know, went to the University of Oklahoma, my graduation gift, my mom and papa, they gave me 500 shares of prepaid legal stock, which was awesome. Lost a little bit of curse, you know. You give an 18-year-old kid 500 shares of prepaid stock, you know. You sell 100 shares and have a little bit of change in your pocket. And so I had way too good a time up there at OU. and I left. They're not so proud about that fact. But I joined the Army. You know, and when I was in the Army, Dad started, you heard his story, he started working the business part-time. And, you know, was making a six-figure income part-time. You know, they were... You know, they're millionaires. But I was at a gas station in the Mojave Desert in Barstow, California, and an older couple approached me and asked me, you know, they had something they wanted to show me. I looked like a sharp young man. I may or may not be interested. And I got out, and they said, it's called prepaid legal shield. I said, well, my grandparents are involved with that company. They said, really, who's your grandpa? I said, well, my papa is Ken Moore. And when I told them that, their eyes, you know, got really big, and they just started sharing all this information of their excitement and everything about how fortunate I should feel and, you know, where the company was going and blah, blah, blah. You know, just they just went on and on and on. But, you know, as I was driving back to the base that night, and it was over a 30-mile drive to the closest town, you know, Fort Irwin, California, where I was stationed. It's out in the middle of the desert. Closest town is Barstow. A lot of great places in Southern Cal. Barstow ain't one of them, I'll tell you that. You know, but... You know, I thought to myself, if these people are excited about this opportunity all the way out here in the middle of the desert, I might want to take a look. And I called Noah Popple on the phone that weekend. And I said, I think I want to learn a little bit more about prepaid. And Noah Popple said, you know, call me son. He said, we'll support you in whatever you want to do in life. You want to further your education when you get out? We'll support you in that. If you want to, you know, if you want to, start a business, we'll support you in that. He said, but if you want to learn legal shield, we'll definitely 100% support you in that. And I said, that's what I want to do. And, you know, they opened their doors and their home and allowed me to move in when I got out of the Army and took me under their wing and really taught me how to build and grow a business with legal shield. And, you know, 47, we hit executive director. And that was when he, you know... You had to build three director lines, and you had to have 75 total sales. You couldn't count any of your personal business in order to achieve that. And we did that in 47 days. So tell me 50's hard. anyway, but we never failed not to hit that fence. You know, all these years later, my wife threw legal shield. As she said earlier, we had to pass her desk to get to Papa's office. I made frequent stops through the office. You know, I think Papa pushed me so hard to grow my business, because you can tell I haven't missed any meals. I was eating them out of house and home, I think. And, you know, I think I was the cause of his third open heart surgery, you know, because we got after it. You know, Stephanie and I were trying to discuss the other night of towns in Oklahoma that Papa and I haven't personally been to together. And we couldn't come up with him. I mean, we crisscrossed this state, had so much time, but having that mentorship, it is impeccable, but I apologize, guys. I took Papa's advice on, you know, preparing for speeches just like he did. This is my speech. I would always give him a hard time about that because, you know, I said, Papa, we got to get a prayer. We got to talk to the team, blah, blah, blah. And his notes would look just about identical to this, you know. He said, son, if you're speaking from your heart, it really doesn't matter you know, what you say, and that's what I want to do for a few moments today, if that's okay. But, you know, to be able to learn, and, you know, just a couple of months ago, just being him, and he said, Jeremy, I'm not going to be here forever. I said, quit talking like that. I always thought, quit talking like that. And he said, you got to pick up the torch. You got to get to keep this thing rolling. Because he asked me point blank, is this what you and Stephanie wanted to do? And I said, well, of course, Papa, what else would I do? And so in front of all of you today, we're going to rock and roll this thing, man. We're going to roll it. We're going to. We're going to blow it up, and we're going to blow it up big. You know, as Jeff said, it's coming. That tidal wave's coming. I mean, we're right on the precipice here. And you know, I shared this with some of our executive directors the other day, you know, and this is something to be proud of as a more success team. You know, as a team, as an organization, we produce more per associate than any organization in all of Legal Shield. Pretty powerful, you know. Had the highest retention in all the Legal Shield. You know, that's a pretty good deal. But our challenge, and I'm so grateful for our company. It seems like they do, with the leadership we have in place now, you know, they set us up for some phenomenal things, some unprecedented things to happen, and we're starting to see that. But you know, having the ability to grow and grow big and grow the right way. And you know, it's hard for me to I've been sad this week. I won't lie to you, but man, I tell you what, last night I couldn't sleep as excited as I was about what we're going to do together as an organization over the next 90 days. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal because we do produce a lot, but we're kind of being selfish. Keeping all our talents and our abilities to ourselves. We've got to start sharing that with everyone. With everyone. Duplicate yourselves every single day. Papa, as bad as his health has been in the last decade plus, you know, he never, never failed to be in Performance Club. Never. Did he have to? Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, his organization qualified him for PCQ for life, but he still did the requirements every single month. Every single month. The growth of my personal organization over the last 5 years can be directly attributed to Stephanie and I so focused on making sure our people were dead set focused on Performance Club. That's where the business starts and stops. Everything else takes care of itself. You know, and the money they just added to PC and the level up bonuses and now ED for life, man, those care. I don't know about you guys, but I want it all. I want it all. If they're going to get it, I'm going to take it. Right? We just, you know, there's never been a time that people don't, you know, there's never been a greater time in the world that we live in today, and it is flat out screwed up outside these doors. We have a gift, guys. We have a duty as a More Success team to share this product, this opportunity with every single person we know. You know, it's time to get rid of the prejudgments, all the stinking thinking that goes on in our minds, and I'm afraid to approach that person because you don't know what's going on inside of them. You don't know what's going inside of their families. You don't know what's going inside. You don't know what's inside their hearts and their desires. And we have something to truly set people free. We can set people free through this opportunity. You know, and that's something that Papa said when I first got started. I was 22 years old. I said, Papa, I live in Ada. I don't know anyone. I don't know it. I'm not from Ada. I grew up in Durant. Up here, you guys, you're from Oklahoma. You call it Durant. But down there, it's Durant. And I said, you know, I've been away in the Army, and I came back, and the people that I knew in Durant, they were gone. You know, they were moving, you know, living life, actually getting and stuff, and you know, make 10 times more money than they do today, but that's beside the point. He said, Jeremy, it's not about you. Quit thinking this thing is about you. It's about it. It's about our product. It's about our opportunity. Share the information. Just let the information do the work for you. And then when they have questions, you get them in front of me. Or you get them in front of your dad. And that's what we did. Every single day. Meet somebody for breakfast. We meet somebody for lunch. We'd drive them to the weekly briefing. And then briefing on Monday night was in. Well, Monday night we did one. Was that Durant on Monday or Durant on Thursday? Thursday was in Durant. Monday was in Hugo. Tuesday was in Shawnee. Every other Tuesday was in Duncan or Ardmore. Well, that I just kind of combining that. But we just take people from event to 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 event. And just kept making a circle. Over and over and over and over and over again. Just sharing the information during the day, getting people to the event that evening, taking those people got involved that evening to the next event that morning, that lunch, or that evening briefing, and did it over and over and over and over again. I didn't have to be an expert, but Papa made me be an expert. He made me get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and start practicing the presentation. He says he got up on his own and I was in there practicing. No, he was already there and things I was supposed to say the way I was supposed to say them. But you know, because it is hard work. You got to put in the effort. But the systems are in place. If you will use the systems, it's hard work because you actually have to do the thing. But if you do the thing, the systems are in place to reward us unlike anything that's ever been able to be financially rewarded in Legal Shield before. It's in place now. Can you just imagine? Let yourselves imagine 5 years from now, or 6 years from now, actually, 6 years from now, you being able to walk across the stage in front of your friends and family and getting a bona fide cash, cold hard cash of $1 million in one day. In one day. It's unprecedented. Now, I ask, they won't backdate that for you. You have to, it's 5 years from now. But I asked last time. That's why I sure did. Anyway, guys, you know, there's a lot of things I would like to say, but, you know, the words have been shared beautifully today. But you know, celebration is awesome and it's commended. We want to celebrate you guys. But, you know, as we leave here today, it's time to go to work. You know, if we truly, you know, the experiences we felt and the commitment, you truly want to build a legacy for you and your family, the proof's in the pudding Monday morning. The proof's in the pudding Tuesday morning and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and then next Monday. That's how it happens. It's, you know, it's funny listening to Jeff Bell's teach talk about the end. You know, it's just inch after inch. It reminded me of a movie I watched a long time ago called what was the name of the movie I told you? Anyway, Al Pacino's in it, and he talks about those inches. It was a football movie. Any Given Sunday, right.
Yeah.
Seemed like he was reading from the script almost. But it's awesome, you know, because it's true. It's all about it's those baby steps we take. You know, Creed, my youngest son, he's 10 years old now. Because of this opportunity, I haven't missed one day of his life. You know, because of this opportunity. He's my greatest. But every single day, I can't get him right now because he's taking care of some responsibilities for me. Stephanie and I organized a fundraiser baseball tournament, not realizing this was convention weekend, so Braden and Creed are running the tournament we set up in Ada today. They're raising a lot of money, though. But every single day when Creed goes to school, before he gets out of the car, he looks up and says, okay, let's hear it. What are you going to do today? And he said, Daddy, I'm going to work hard, I'm going to play hard, I'm going to study hard, and I'm going to try every single day to get a little bit better. I mean, every single day, that's what he says. And you know, in Braden, I did the same exact thing with Braden when he started school. Now he's 17, he thinks he knows everything, and he's setting the world on fire. I mean, but he, you know, he is at the top of his class. Matter of fact, they had a promotion in Ada when they were 7th graders. If you made straight A's all the way through your 7th grade through the first semester of your junior year, this spring break, which starts tomorrow, they paid an all-expense-paid trip to London. Everything. They pay for air flight. They get to go to all the museums and castles and all that. It's all 100% paid for getting straight A's all the way through there. That's a pretty cool deal. I may or may not have been able to qualify for that event, but he sure did. You know, because of Legal Shield, Stephanie and I have been able to guide our boys throughout their lives and be able to be present parents. You know, be present parents, to be able to expose them to things we want to be exposed them to be able to shield them things that we think they should be shielded from. But, you know, because of Legal Shield, we've never had to make that decision on a paycheck or time. Paycheck or time. Because we live our life the way we want to live our life. And that's the legacy. Papa has instilled into me, and that Legal Shield is offering to every single one of us in this room today. We just got to pick up that torch and go hard. Go hard. Why not? You're going to be doing something for the next 20, 25, 50 years anyway. So why not just go all in? Get flat out, totally, 100% narrowed in, laser focused on the opportunity, which is Legal Shield, and start sharing it with every single one using the systems that we have. There's more money on the table than ever been. Sitting in there, all the years you've been involved in Legal Shield, has there ever been any more money on the table? Mamma, you've been tenured longer than everybody. Has there ever been more money on the table than there is right now? You ought to have seen her last time. She was hurting and everything, but she couldn't contain herself, and they started reading those numbers off. Never mind. Anyway, she got excited. So, kind of going along with that, and I need to kind of get on track to keep us to our time here. But, Jeff, you did a great job. Thank you. Thank you for those words. But, he talked about, the organization, we come together like this. There's a couple hundred people in this room this morning, and it needs to be, at least double that, and had the opportunity to double that. Some things that we're going to be doing as an organization, and you guys will be seeing that in the weeks and months to come, will directly contribute to that, especially with things we're going to be doing on our Monday night conference calls. It's going to blow you away, because we're going to be able to celebrate you guys. We're going to get down to the meat and potatoes, the basics on how to grow and build your Legal Shield business, and I'm excited about that. So make sure you're plugging into that. Make sure you're plugging in to our social media. We'll have somewhat more limited access to the home office, and so make sure that you guys are plugging into the More Success Team pages on your social media. I know you all look at that stuff all the time anyway, so make sure to make a concerted effort. And for you guys, I'm going to challenge you guys. When you have victories on your team, when somebody does something, put that out so we can help celebrate everyone on this team through our social media pages. Can we do that? The More Success Team. That's all it is. Facebook, More Success Team. Make sure you're following that. We want to be able to celebrate everyone on the team and everyone to stay connected. And that's a way to be able to do that through our social media accounts. So I challenge you guys to really make a concerted effort to check that daily, but also when you have victories in your organization, whether somebody just brought on their very first team member, that needs to be celebrated because that is huge. When somebody levels up, that needs to be celebrated because it's huge. When a PC2 qualified, that needs to be celebrated because it's huge. Okay, because recognition is big. Dave Hall wouldn't come up here for platinum recognition, which is but I know he craves recognition, He must have put. I guarantee he probably got with somebody. I'm not going to go in there, but you guys goat him, so it makes it look like a bigger deal. So, we all love it. We love it, and we want to celebrate because you don't get celebrated in your personal lives for those small victories. And we that was something Papa was adamant about, was celebrating every single person on the team, and we want to help do that. But something we're doing this summer, is pretty cool. Now, I'm excited about it. I know Stephanie and I, we've already booked our appearance there, and as we're doing it as a team, More Success Team event this summer, and if somebody's going to help me tell you guys a little bit about that, help me bring up right now Platinum Executive Director, brand new 200K income earner, Mr. Dave Hall.
Jeremy, I used to crave recognition, but when you've been recognized on the national news, you realize it's overrated. The fame can be overrated. Okay, we'll just leave it right there. All right, I'm gonna share with you real quickly. An experience that really I only shared with Jeremy, Randy, Brian Crothers, and a couple other close friends. On the way here, I had a layover in Denver. Got off the plane, and there was a message to call a former executive director in this company. And Steve Williamson alluded to it. Back when MidOcean took over this company, a lot of our leaders left, and they went to other companies. And quite honestly, there were people that were lower levels than me that were I made a heck of a lot more money than what I was making here in another company because of timing. They got put in a position and had a whole team put underneath them. And in some companies, that's the only way you're going to make any money, is strategic positioning. The little man has no chance. But most of us seasoned veterans, we stayed. We stayed for a few reasons. The integrity of the company, the integrity of the leaders, the culture, the family atmosphere. Well, one of these execs in the company said, how fast can you get to the airport? And I'm like, well, four. And he goes, we want to fly you and your wife down to Orlando to meet with one of these leaders. I'll just tell you, Mark Smith. Mark Smith suing Jeff Fulton for $100 million, and he's starting his own gig. That'll be hitting the media here real soon because you guys are in this room. And we've got a spot for you at the top of this company. And big signing bonus, a lot of money, and instant team. And you know what? It didn't take me a half a second to think about it. I'm like, I don't want to be in bed with any of you sleazy people. I just don't. I told them years ago when they looked and went with those people, none of them can be trusted. And we had a good prepaid legal enema about 7 years ago, and we got rid of it. We got rid of the slime. And sometimes you've got to prune the orchard to have a better crop. And I'm like, I don't care how much money you have and what you were able to throw around today. You don't have the family, the culture, the friendships, the integrity that we have. Y'all sell $110 per ounce lotion for money. You don't really care about anything. It's all about money there. And anyhow, then I come here and I'm thinking, you know, man, that's a lot of money that they're offering, a lot of money that they're throwing at. And I can't, they're like, we'll check back with you next week. Because I'm like, I'm going to my convention, and I'm not interested in jumping ship. I got a great team and everything else like that. They're like, well, we'll check back next week. And I can't wait to tell them about the new bonuses on the table. I'm going to tell them, you're going to need to up your ante, like, by $10 billion, and then I'll still tell you no. And here's why. It's because a family that plays together stays together. And we do a lot of fun things in this business. One of the funnest things that we do is our summer retreats. Now, how many of you wish you had like five more people at this event to catch the fire? So every year when I leave from one event to the other, I always grab extra tickets to the next event because, I mean, I've already bought 60 tickets to Nashville. Because I know what it puts in my bank account when I bring lots of people to the event. If you had 10 more people here today on fire leaving this event, what would that put in your bank account moving forward over the next year? Where's Brett? Brett's right there. He's filming me. Hey, Brett. So Brett just joined my team a month and a half ago. I have tickets from my bundle that I bought for this event that I had not used. I told Brett, I said, hey, Brett, if there's any way you can get to convention, tickets are $150. Walk up at the door. Now, I bought them a bundle, so I got them $39, but they're $150 if you walk up and buy them. I said, Brett, you get to this event, I'll cover your costs for the ticket to the event. Brett went out and sold 25 memberships his first month in the business. Brett's here at the event. Brett will be executive director by the time we get to Nashville. Okay, so I lost $39 because I fronted his ticket. You know what? The thousands of dollars that you make on the back end? It's just an investment in my future. The challenge is we only have two of these events a year. I wish we had one of these every month that I could just fill a van of people and take them to. And stuff. We have one in the spring, one in the fall. But the cool thing is they have our team events, where it ain't 10,000 people in an auditorium. It's hundreds of people, and it's close-knit. So you're hanging out in the pool with the people. You're playing volleyball games. You're staying up late in the lobby hanging out with all the leaders. Like you're rubbing shoulders. You're having dinner. You're having breakfast with all the leaders for your new people. And years ago, we had so much success. Part of the More Success team had platinum underneath platinum. They go, you know what? We're going to start our own culture. Just like, you know, that can be an evolution. Your kids grow up. They want to spread their wings and move out on their own. Unless they're a millennial and then they live in mom and dad's apartment for 40 years. Okay, so we had two teams all of a sudden, and I was trying to juggle this team event and this team event, this team call and this team call, this team website, trying to go back and forth between them as much as possible. And last year, we ended up having both the More Success team event and Team Renews event on the same weekend. It was like, oh, split the baby. How do I decide which one to go to? And it was difficult for a lot of us that love both parts. In honor of Ken Moore, the leaders of both Team Renew and the More Success team have decided to pull it all back together under one umbrella. One umbrella. That's a very, very big deal for those of you in the room who want your new people hanging around. Lots of ring earners, lots of Millionaire Club members, and lots of mentors that can pour into you. And so this summer, we have an event for you. Pull out your calendars and mark these days. July 12th through the 15th. So that's going to be a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Thursday night will be some activities, leadership director banquet type of thing, and trainings on Friday and Saturday. We will also have all kinds of games and fun. And by the way, this event is going to occur at the Arizona Grand Resort in Phoenix, Arizona. If you haven't been there, I've been there numerous times. It has a huge water park in the resort. Like a water park that, you know, taking your family to, you'd pay $40-$50 per person to get in the water park. And taking a whole family, eight kids, like this is just bar. It's cheaper to get a room there and stay there and take my kids in the water park than it is to take my kids to the water park. So you get passes to the water park if you're staying there. And let me tell you, Arizona in the summertime, floating on the lazy river, going down the water slides, everything, it is so much fun. It is absolutely intense. We're going to have top A-rated talent there training you and your people. We're going to have people showing you how to put together your 30, 60, 90-day runs, how to go to the next level. But the nice thing is you don't need to worry about training your brand new people. You get them in front of millionaires, let them train your people, and you just simply benefit from it. I know all the leaders on the Moore team have already bought their rooms and stuff like that. We didn't have enough forms to fill out today, but tomorrow, and we'll be discussing this on the Moore Success team call tomorrow night. The link will be up on the website. Right, Rammelsburg? Yes, it is. It will be on the website, and we only have a limited block of rooms at the resort. So, because you guys are here, I'm just going to tell you right now, tomorrow, that block will be gone. And those that get in, get in. We can only secure a certain amount of rooms. There's benefits that come for attending the More Success Team Breakout, and you get the heads up on where the blocks of rooms are and how to get them. And for other people, they'll have to figure out how to get into the event and get into the resort, and they might have to buy a pass as an outside person. But those who are here, you'll have access to those rooms. So make sure that you plug in to the More Success Team call tomorrow and check out the website for the link. About what time might that link be up? You can put the link up in 7 hours. I'm pretty sure you can. All right. Give Rammelsburg a hand for getting it up tomorrow. All right. My part of the presentation is to give it back to you. Thank you very much.
I'm excited about this. Number one, you know, our Monday night calls are just going to get massive. The event this summer will be massive. I really like to, because there's so much talent within the More Success team. We need to be all together, locked arms, one-on-one. That was something that really, really would have excited Paul, because it's something he strived for a really, really long time. You know, we announced the bundles for Nashville. And, you know, Memo got several of those bundles. But we only have 10 tickets left, period. We bought four bundles. But we only have 10 left. So if you guys want to make the commitment, you know, to be in Nashville for our fall leadership, we got 10 left. We're not buying another bundle. So $39, $40, whatever it is. Do what? Yeah, just reach out to Stephanie. I was just told that. Reach out to Stephanie. I guess that's how the first 70-something of them went away. So just continue to reach out to Stephanie and get those secured. You know, like Dave said, I mean, it's $39 or whatever. So anyway, those are the two things. I'm excited. Are you guys excited about that? That's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And you know, because I always try to, and Popo always instilled this, Jeremy, always try to look at this opportunity through the eyes of the brand new associate. The brand new person that has never been exposed to Legal Shield before. And, you know, if you envision coming to an event with a couple hundred people, that's powerful. If you come to an event with hundreds of people, that's even more impactful to the new person. It just truly is. You know, when you bring your guests to the briefing and it's you and two other people, is it effective? Yes, but how much more powerful it is if it's you and your guest in a room with a standing room only. It's just more energy, correct? It's more powerful. That person gets more excited. More excitement leads to more action. I don't know if that maybe flew over your head or what. Maybe you're tired. I don't know. That leads me to my final point this morning. And that is, you know, as a team, you know, we're doing phenomenal things. You know, we were recognized in every single major category that Legal Skilled has, always have been, always will continue to be. But as a team, we've got to embrace the fact that people are, you know, progressing in life. And as people progress in life, you need to duplicate yourselves in order to continue your legacies. And if there was ever a wake-up call that we just had on February 6th, that, you know, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. And so the exposures you make today, your grandchildren will reap the benefits tomorrow. Your great-grandchildren reap those benefits. That's I challenge you to place that in your hearts. You wake up each and every day with that burning desire to make life better for generations to come, for your loved ones, for people that mean the most to you in your lives. That being said, I don't want to get into the rest of this because I can't do it. I'll be honest. I hope you'll forgive me. Stephanie and I love you guys from the bottom of our hearts. We're here for you. We're not going anywhere. I'm sorry. We haven't. I apologize. We got to take advantage of this opportunity. It's time to quit playing. It's time to put on our big boy pants, your big girl panties, and let's go to work. All right? God bless you all. We'll see you at the top. For years.